This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. George Zimmerman is in a jail cell all by himself this morning in Sanford, Florida. The accused killer ordered back behind bars for lying. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
George Zimmerman's attorney saying a request for a new bond hearing will most likely be filed today.
He's solemn, obviously. He's worried continually about his safety. Having to come out of hiding is a concern of his, but I think he also realizes the judge's concerns.
Zimmerman was ordered back to jail because the court says it was misled about Zimmerman's finances when bail was set. Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder in the killing of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. He claims self-defense. Dave?
Now, Courtney, in Baghdad, there's been a bombing, a car bombing, right near two government offices, at least 13 dead, 50 wounded. In Nigeria, a search for survivors amid the burning wreckage of a plane that crashed into a busy neighborhood in Lagos. All 153 people on board the flight were killed. It's feared, though, more are dead or trapped alive in buildings that were set on fire. And at one point, firefighters ran out of water. People were carrying buckets of it to help. There's more killing reported in Syria as rebels strike back. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
The rebels had threatened to step up attacks, Dave, if the peace plan was ignored by the government. Activist group the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says over the weekend, rebels killed at least 80 government soldiers. Meanwhile, President Assad is defiant as ever in the face of international criticism. In a 70-minute speech to his parliament on Sunday, Assad said he had nothing to do with the Hawla massacre. This despite the UN investigation into the killings, suspecting that pro-regime gunmen were involved. Dave?
Emily, it's Stephen Baldwin versus Kevin Costner in court today in New Orleans. Jury selection starts today in Baldwin's suit over the actor's investments in a device BP used to clean up the oil spill. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Scott was known at the office for his work at church. Just one thing, he sometimes played his religious card to get out of work at the office. A co-worker called him on it. Scott, you think church work makes you a good person, but no one around here is praising your priorities when you cut out for church and leave extra work for us. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. In Genesis, as God opened the garden to Adam, he also put him to work. Your job isn't second best to God's plan. It's smack in the middle of it. And your daily work performance is your daily statement of faith in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryan has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryan, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99 and the $5 Classic Burger Meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryan, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud and Bud Light in the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today. 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today. 776-2215. 215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at brazosvalleybride.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
WTAW News Time 607, 74 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy skies today as we head toward a high in the upper 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station firefighters returning from a call before sunrise Saturday morning came up on what turned out to be a car crash that killed both the driver and passenger. Car lights seen in a deep ditch near the intersection of George Bush and Barbara Bush Drive caught firefighters' attention. Police investigators believe the eastbound driver lost control. The car then hit a curb and came to rest in the south side ditch. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station. The passenger was 19-year-old Jade Vasquez Bryan. The police department's crash reconstruction team is expected to be back on the scene today, resulting in traffic delays. Drivers in College Station have two traffic advisories to start the new week. Today and tomorrow, between 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., northbound Spring Loop will be closed from University Drive to April Bloom. And in the Northgate area, the right lane of westbound University will be closed from Stasney to Welburn for 2 weeks. College Main will remain closed between Church and Patricia, along with the intersection of Lodge and Patricia. An $8 million grant to a drug startup on the Texas A&M University campus raised questions from an outgoing Nobel laureate at the state's recently embattled cancer research initiative. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Officials at the $3 billion Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas declined comment on internal documents that revealed allegations of politics and eroding scientific standards tainting the funding process. Making those claims is Dr. Alfred Gilman, the agency's chief scientific officer, who's resigning in protest. Among his concerns was a March grant to Kalen Biotherapeutics in College Station. Gilman claimed Kalen received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most. He also questioned the award's timing. Kalen CEO Andrew Strong said the firm is developing cancer drugs for clinical trials and says the grant application went through rigorous review. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the Institute's grant criteria or selection process. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks after getting out of jail for a parole violation, a Bryan woman was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing credit cards and blank checks. Brings up a reminder from Officer Rhonda Seaton to make sure you receive checks and cards that come in the mail.
And if you do not, then contact your credit card company or your bank.
32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was a passenger in an SUV that was stopped by police for not having current insurance and expired registration. When the patrolman found marijuana, a search of the vehicle included a pocketbook belonging to another woman with whom Taylor shared a jail cell. That pocketbook contained several cards and the checks. Most of the checks were made out to local businesses and were more than $200. Taylor, who has used 10 other names according to court records, is held in lieu of bonds totaling $279,000. One member of this year's graduating class at Adem Consolidated High School achieved a rare honor. Alex Zietzman never missed a day of school, completing kindergarten through 12th grade entirely in the College Station School District.
Sometimes it was tough for me to go to school because I was probably, I stayed up late the previous night doing homework or projects. And that's the biggest roadblock, I would say. Just the occasional, I would get up in the morning and I really didn't feel like going to school. But apart from that, I never had any health issues or anything like that.
Zietzman, who graduated in the top 10% of the class, was on the varsity golf team his freshman and sophomore years. He was a member of student council and was also the lead bass guitar player in the school's jazz band. CSISD officials say something like this happens about every 10 to 15 years, just no one remembers the last time it did. And College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has gone viral to let Florida football coach Will Muschamp know there's more going on here than just Aggie football.
Howdy, Muschamp. For someone who apparently doesn't care for what College Station has to offer, you sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach.
The YouTube video produced by the city and available on our website at WTAW.com is meant as a good-natured response to Muschamp's recent comments about Florida fans coming to town in September. Muschamp will also receive a welcome basket from the mayor and Aggie supporters. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got one of those. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to United Roofing Pros. Wait, UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a lot of cloudiness over the state. We'll have more clouds and sunshine today. Highs will probably work their way up to about 90 to 95. It'll turn partly cloudy through the overnight. Lows close to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Sunshine and maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, they'll still be playing baseball at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight, but they is TCU and Ole Miss. Yeah, the Aggie season is done after a disappointing weekend in the NCAA regional. We'll talk about that. A&M Consolidated has its opponent for Friday's state semifinal game. We'll tell you who it is and when it is. And Tiger Woods wins the Memorial Jack Nicklaus's tournament. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
So we may have found a new powerhouse in college athletics we didn't know about.
Which one?
Well, we'll know by the end of today.
Mm-hmm.
Stony Brook.
Yeah, Stony Brook.
The Seawolves.
Yeah, you got Stony Brook still alive?
Well,
St. John's still alive?
If you'll recall, Stony Brook played Sam Houston State in, like, the quarterfinals, I think, in football.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Championship, remember?
That's You're right. Yeah, I knew I remembered Stony Brook.
Who they were, old Stony Brook.
Yeah, so evidently they got some jocks at Stony Brook.
Yeah. Little else. It's like, hey, come on down here. We're going to play ball. Where are they?
They're in Stony Brook.
They're in Stony Brook.
They're in Coral Gables.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, Florida. Who can't play baseball in Florida?
Right.
Except for the Marlins.
I know you guys weren't watching yesterday. Yesterday's not quite like the Final Four for me, but I was pretty busy. I was watching some baseball. I was watching. I was watching Missouri State and Stony Brook, as a matter of fact.
Were you really?
I was. When I know. I
really?
Said there aren't a lot of people who are like that. But yeah.
Were they on ESPN3?
They were on CBS Sports Live. I was watching it online.
Oh, I see.
And actually,
yeah.
Stony Brook came back and scored 7 runs to tie it. But
no kidding.
Yep. Anyhow, catcher let one go. Hit the ump.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
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 That won't get you some good calls.
It really won't.
You know?
Yeah. I no. mean, they, yeah, it was. Yeah. They took
Looks
a couple,
like ball four to me,
took,
son.
Took
yeah, really.
Yeah.
They ended up still winning.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what, I don't even know what the Missouri State mascot is. But,
they're the Bears.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, CBS, one good thing when you're doing ESPN is they've got, you know, they've got their regular announcers. They've got some
right.
people, but this will like some guy.
Well, yeah, they got like two cameras, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know. And you can hear the other play-by-play guy in him because they're like in a, you know, yeah. press box. But anyway, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, well, I watched a little of that with the Rice Regional.
Yeah,
too, now. Because they didn't have ESPN there either.
Yeah, so, Sam Houston beats the old Owls. That was pretty
good. Yeah, but then they get beat by last night by Arkansas.
Once again, starting to hear, you know, teams we've heard of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when it comes to adults, 1 in 5 adults don't get out of the swimming pool when they should.
Oh, no. 1 in 5?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
3 out of the other 4 are lying.
Yeah. Welcome to summertime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it says here 1 in 5 adults are just, so how do you know? Check your eyes. Turns out that red eyes in the pool are associated with chloramine, which is a chemical created when that stuff combines with chlorine.
Oh, okay.
That's already in the pool. Yeah, but it gets better.
Yeah.
Study also found that 70% of us don't shower before entering the pool, which spreads other stuff.
Mm.
A quick 30-second shower will remove dirt, sweat, sunscreen, and other stuff before entering the pool.
Yeah, most public pools ask you to shower,
but they don't
have a monitor there to make sure that you.
I'm sorry, you didn't pass inspection.
So,
when you just hose everybody down before they get in.
So when your neighbor, you're new to the neighborhood, and your neighbor invites you over to the pool that he has in his backyard or
right.
her backyard,
because they just got it from Walmart.
Uh huh. Yeah.
No. I'm talking like even in
like a pool.
No,
we're in
a Tony neighborhood, not where I live.
Just something. But I mean, it's one of those. If you'll remember the Seinfeld thing where Seinfeld's in the bathroom and the employee comes in and doesn't wash his hands before he goes back out. I mean, if you're already
he was going to cook.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you're in the guy's pool.
Poppy.
Yeah, if you're in the guy's pool and he doesn't like shower off before he gets in, I mean, do you call him on it? Or you just gotta, dude. Yeah. If I want to get invited back, I best not say anything.
But do you want to go back if he's gonna practice such pool hygiene?
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Excuse me. It's June 4th. It's gonna be a long hot summer.
Yeah.
Some things just left unsaid.
Oh my.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Say, hey, I'm making some
paella.
Brisket next week. You want to come back over?
Yeah. You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. That would be us.
That'd be us. And this would be June the 4th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We got a bunch of birthdays.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a bunch of people you've heard of and everything. Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas turned 68 years old today. And is she the only one still living? No, I guess. One of the Papas.
The other Papa.
Yeah, there you go.
The one nobody remembers.
Denny McClain is dead. It's not Denny McClain.
Yeah, the tall one's dead.
All right, whatever.
The taller one.
Yeah. John Phillips.
There you go. Thank you. Keep going. Parker Stevenson, the actor, turns 60 years old today.
He was once married to...
Yeah. Whoa, that's right. You're exactly right. Wow.
Kirstie Alley.
That's right. There you go. Comedian Horatio.
No, Denny Doherty's dead, so she's the only one.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So,
What? That makes for a boring rendition of California Dreaming. You know?
That's right. And now, welcome to the stage, Mama.
Mama.
She walks out with a Sony cassette recorder.
puts it on the stage.
She's got a microphone tilted down toward the speaker.
Because
every 4 seconds she says Dreaming.
I mean, let's face it. She was the looker of the group. She didn't really bring anything else to the table.
No, you're right.
I mean, Mama Cass had the voice.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to look at her.
Yeah, she's swaying her moo-moo.
And she was married to one of them, right?
I don't know. Phillips.
Yeah, but
her name is Michelle Phillips.
Right. But no, wait. But the thing is, I saw her interviewed once. She was married to one of them, but the other one professed her love for her. The other one was in love with
her. That's Denny Doherty.
Denny, yeah. There you go. It's quite a story.
All right, we've got
Horatio Sands from Saturday Night Live is 43 years old, and Noah Wiley, remember him from ER, is 41 years old. From the Dave Matthews Band, bassist Stefan Lessard is 38.
Oh,
and
we're at work.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knew?
He's left-handed. And
I remember another left-handed. Paul McCartney. I'm not sure what his name was.
Russell Brand, the actor, turns 37 years old today, and Angelina Jolie turns 37. They're the exact same age. How about that? Dr. Ruth Vestheimer, turns 84 years old today.
Wow.
How about that? And Bruce Dern, the actor, Laura's daddy. He was probably one of the best all-time bad guys, don't you think?
I mean, he can do that. He's
not Gary Oldman, but he's
no,
pretty good.
No, if there's a bad guy Hall of Fame, though, Bruce Dern is in it. Yeah, he's 76 years old today, and I guess that's all I got.
Scott Wolf from Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
That's great. Okay. All right, see, a University of Texas at Austin study. Ready?
Okay. There's Austin on the list.
As opposed to UT Permian Basin.
Exactly. Don't know again how much they spent on this, but a University of Texas at Austin study has confirmed that many men are attracted to girls who are dumb and drunk rather than prettier or smarter girls because of the chance that they get to take them home.
What?
Once again.
Did they conduct this on a Saturday night?
I don't know. I'm just saying. They
at Schultz's? Yeah, I mean, come on.
They spent money on that. Seems that, once again, many men attracted to, again, many men. What does that mean?
Yeah, what is
what
many?
What do those guys look like? You know? Do they talk about that? What do the guys look like? They're talking about what the girls look like. But, yeah, in other words, they seem to go for dumb or drunk rather than prettier or smarter. Because that way,
your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Underneath all of these statistics, you've got to factor in one thing. I can say, all right, well, there's 766,000 fewer women employed. We're talking about human lives, and that ought not get lost in this debate. And that is that the Obama socialist redistribution, you know, policies, the spread the wealth around mentality, which has resulted in what did we get for $5 trillion in debt? How much can we give those 23 million underemployed or those that have given up work if we take $5 trillion in new Obama debt, we divide it equally just among the people that aren't working? How much can they get as a salary throughout this period of time? What better way could we have used this money?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I recently turned the big 5-0, and when I did, the AARP sent me a membership card. They assume that you're one of them. But worse than a mailbox full of AARP junk mail is that they use me and every 50-plus American just like you for big government and their big liberal agenda. Now, they tell Washington again and again that they represent every American over 50. They don't represent me, and they don't fight for my vision of America. But there is a group that does, AMAC, the conservative alternative to the AARP. So you can send a powerful message like I am. We don't need the AARP for insurance or discounts. AMAC has them, and AMAC is better. It's better for you. It's better for America. Just go to AmericaIsRising.com, or they have a toll-free number. It's 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006. AmericaIsRising.com.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center, or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
A Facebook facelift. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. Facebook is looking to tap a new pool of users for revenue, so it's coming up with new technology that would allow children under 13 years old to use it under parental supervision. Preteen accounts would connect to their parents, and there would be controls that would allow mom and dad to decide whom their child can friend and what apps they can use. World markets took a big beating as another setback for the U.S. economic recovery sent frightened investors fleeing from stocks. A very weak jobs report intensified fears that a global recession was in the making. Wall Street could be headed for a lower open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 12 points to 12,091. The NASDAQ futures, however, are up 4 points, and the S&P futures are up 3 points. Once again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 12 points to 12,091. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
So, Dr. Morisi, as an economist, you're saying business leaders don't understand the true cost of documents?
They just don't get it. Unmanaged printers and MFPs, dysfunctional document workflow, it's profit-killing chaos.
So what's the answer?
Kyocera.
Dr. Morisi.
So go from chaos to Kyocera.
Hey, that's my line.
Doctor.
Learn more about Kyocera technology like the 50-page-per-minute Task Alpha 5550 CI Color MFP at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com/US.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. All right, get ready for some warm ones here to start the week off. 97 for a high temperature today. Now, south wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour, about 72 for a low temperature tonight. Maybe not quite so warm, 95 tomorrow. And then chances of rain start showing up, 20% on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we're up to a 40% chance of rain, and Thursday, a 40% chance of rain. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Lows each night around 72, and the highs as we move later on into the week will only be around 90, it looks like. So let's hope so. Also, let you know, Tuesday night looks like we'll have pretty gusty winds, up to about 20 miles an hour is what the forecast calls for right now. Anyhow, humidity is 94%. Winds are from the south at 7. We have fair skies. It's 74.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
One of the big rules of using social media to sell your products and services is to never sell your products and services. So how does that work? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You've heard every possible ad about buying gold and silver. You've heard all the benefits rolling over your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA, but you haven't heard this. American Bullion, the leader in gold IRA rollovers, is offering to set up your gold IRA account for free. That's right. When you start a gold IRA rollover through American Bullion, you pay no IRA setup, no rollover fees for one full year. The time is now to protect and diversify your retirement assets with gold. Call American Bullion and get it done over the phone in less than 10 minutes. Call 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. 4849. American Bullion will set up your gold IRA and roll over any portion of your current retirement assets into real gold free of charge. When it comes to owning gold in your retirement account, you need to go with the leader, American Bullion. Call 800-600-4849. Minimum rollover is $10,000 to qualify.
So many people use social media sites like Facebook and Twitter that companies can no longer avoid using them as part of their marketing.
Really, the short answer is you have to be where your customers and prospects are looking for you, and that's where they're looking for you.
Lon Safko, author of the Social Media Bible and the upcoming book, The Fusion Marketing Bible, says having a commercial presence on Facebook, for example, can be tricky.
The number one thing is never, 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 ever sell on a social network site, not on Twitter, not on Facebook. The appropriate behavior is to be there to have a conversation, to make friends, to build a relationship.
However, many companies take the attitude that if you can't sell, what's the point?
If you are there, if you're building a relationship, if you're having a conversation, when your customers and prospects are ready to buy, they're going to come to you first.
Social media is evolving, says Lon, and will soon become a standard marketing practice.
A lot of times I'll walk into a Fortune 500 company and they introduce me to their vice president of social media marketing. And then I instantly say, before I leave, would you introduce me to your vice president of billboards? And they look at me like, what? Well, in a couple of years, there'll be no distinction between social media and traditional media. The smart companies are going to take the two of these and put them into one comprehensive tool set. And the companies that get that first are the ones that are going to be the most successful.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Phew, it's going to be another brutally hot summer.
I know, dear, but that's why we have air conditioning.
I'm not so sure. With the heating and high cost of utility bills already, repairs are eating our lunch.
You know, my friend told me about Superior Service Company. Maybe it's time you give them a call to get our system running efficiently.
Don't wait until the dog days of summer. Call Superior Service Company and make your air conditioning work for you, not against you. Remember, when it comes to your comfort, don't lose your cool. Call Superior Service Company at 218-0416.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 74 degrees right now at the studios. This news update brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A weekend crash early Saturday morning on George Bush Drive near the Presidential Library killed two people. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station. The passenger was 19-year-old Jade Vasquez O'Brien. Police will be back at the scene today between 6:30 and 10:30 a.m., so you can expect delays there. Firefighters returning from a call early Saturday before 4 o'clock saw car lights in a deep ditch along the south side of George Bush Drive near the intersection of Barbara Bush Drive. Investigators believe the eastbound driver lost control. The car then hit the curb before coming to rest in the south side ditch. Bonacera and Vasquez were wearing their seatbelts. More traffic changes will take place today in Northgate for 2 weeks. The right lane of westbound University Drive will be closed from Stasney to Welburn. Reopening today is the intersection of Boyette and University Drive. Remaining closed are the intersections of Patricia and Lodge, as well as College Main between Patricia and Church Streets. A second traffic advisory in College Station involves the closure of northbound Spring Loop between University Drive and April Bloom. That's today and tomorrow between 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. The resignation of the chief scientific officer at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute is apparently in part due to a grant given to a drug startup company on the Texas A&M campus. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The chief executive of Kalen Biotherapeutics in College Station, Andrew Strong, says their grant application went through rigorous review before receiving $8 million to develop cancer drugs for clinical trials. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the grant criteria or selection process used by the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. According to internal documents, Dr. Alfred Gilman claims Kalen received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most, and he also questioned the timing when the grant was awarded last March. Other officials at the $3 billion Cancer Research Initiative declined comment on Gilman's statements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Riding in an SUV with expired registration and no insurance resulted in a Bryan woman returning to jail. 32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was arrested by College Station police, accused of stealing blank checks and credit cards. Officer Rhonda Seaton says make sure you, when you receive new checks in the mail, to inspect the order.
Go ahead and go through the box and check to make sure that all of the checks are there.
the individual that had had the check stolen had noticed that there were some checks missing, and I believe that he had made a report of that.
Taylor's latest arrest came 2 weeks after she was released from serving time for a parole violation. She told College Station police she was given power of attorney over a pocketbook belonging to a former cellmate. That pocketbook contained credit cards and checks reported stolen from area residents. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, fresh off winning a friendly wager with Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski over Adam Consolidated High School advancing to the state baseball tournament, now has her sights set on Florida football coach Will Muschamp. Berry is featured in a YouTube video produced by the city responding to Muschamp's recent comments about coming to town for the A&M football game.
You sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach. This was you at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And my all-time favorite, you leading the yell practice on the Texas A&M campus.
The mayor and Aggie supporters are also sending Muschamp a welcome basket containing local products and A&M souvenirs. And every 10 to 15 years, someone graduates from A&M Consolidated High School, never missing a day of class from kindergarten through 12th grade. Alex Zietzman, class of 2012, has earned the latest distinction. Zietzman started at South Knoll Elementary before going to Oakwood Intermediate and A&M Consolidated Middle School. In addition to graduating in the top 10% of his class, Zietzman was a member of the jazz band, student council, and played golf his freshman and sophomore years.
I've never just focused all my time in one thing. That's actually something my parents also emphasize with me, is to try to become a well-rounded individual, because then it makes you better able to get used to things in the world after high school, especially.
Zietzman plans to attend the University of Texas. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees right now. This look at news was brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsmen, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
All right, going to have a hot day, a few hot days this week, and maybe there's a chance of showers. But the whole thought is that as the weather starts to turn like this, ABC Home and Commercial Services wants to remind you that those critters are trying to get into your home, and you don't want them there. And ABC's been specialist for 60 years when it comes to making sure they don't get in your home. But you know what? Sometimes they come in on your beloved animals, and we're talking fleas here. And if you've seen fleas hopping around your house or you've seen them on your pet, you know what? If they're on your pet, they're going to eventually be in your house, and they are a booger to get rid of. But as the weather warms, the fleas get pretty active. So ABC here to help you out with that particular situation, because it's going to take a lot of stuff. You're going to take care of treating your dog, but the home and the yard are going to need to be treated so you can break that cycle so that the fleas aren't there. And, you know, that's the deal. If they're just a few fleas, you get bitten just every once in a while. Well, that's the time when you need to go ahead and get in touch with them, ABC Home and Commercial Services, and make sure that they come out and take care of that problem for you. Anything else when it comes to keeping other critters that are a good deal larger out of your house as well? 361-0500, 361-0500. That's ABC. ABC Home and Commercial Services specialists for your environment.
Need flowers for upcoming special events like music and dance recitals, banquets, baby and bridal showers, and more? Call Tricia Barksdale Designs. Tricia has a unique perspective. She takes the information you give her about your event or special occasion and creates arrangements and gifts that are breathtaking and attention-getting. Why not give Tricia Barksdale Designs a call? Tricia Barksdale Designs. Fresh flowers, weddings, silk flowers, gifts, special occasions. Call Tricia at 693-5387 or log on to Tricia Barksdale.com.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. I came to Bryan College Station in 1999 with a mission to help those looking for relief from life's aches and pains via physical therapy. Through the support of the good physicians and patients of the Brazos Valley, I've been blessed beyond my wildest expectations. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for choosing Advanced Therapy to assist you on your road to wellness and for voting us Best of the Brazos 2009 and 2010. See what we can do for you online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of clouds for today. That will limit our sunshine to some degree. It's still going to be rather warm, though. Highs will be 90 to 95 today. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Tomorrow, partial sun with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 75. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs Wednesday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies baseball season is over as they lose two in a row to be eliminated from their own regional, but it's Ole Miss and TCU tonight for the regional championship. We'll review the disappointing weekend for Aggie baseball fans. A&M Consolidated Tigers will take on Corpus Christi Carroll Friday at 3 o'clock in the state semifinal game. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So I don't know if you noticed, if you're a regular listener to our radio station, we just finished having an election day.
Yeah.
And there were some people who spent some money here advertising. Don't know if you noticed it or not, mm-hmm. but yeah. Well, yeah.
Which we love, by the way.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah. We're not no. against it at all. We think it's a wonderful idea.
No,
in fact, if any of you would like to buy some advertising, we'd be happy to sell
you
something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, those paychecks spend, I found out.
Well, we're not going to sell it to you, but we have people.
Company.
Yeah, right.
We're all on the same team, Scott.
That's right. Everybody works for sales, Scott.
So let's talk about how much some politicians spent per vote received.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Leading the list would be a failed bid for the 33rd Congressional District by Dr. David Alamiel, who has made a lot of money in the dental center business.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dave spent 2.6 milski of his own, pretty much, and received 2,064 votes. The quick A&M consolidated math, $1,276.78 per vote received. Not very efficient. In the U.S. Senate race, mm-hmm. Mayor Tom Leppert from Dallas had the highest spending per vote figure.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about $5 million, and he got $186,000, so that turned to $27.97. But David Dewhurst, right in there pretty close at $27.34.
Ah. So, yeah, that's right, but he could still win it.
He could.
He could.
Yeah, whereas...
The doc may
decide he doesn't want to do that again.
Yeah, he's back to filling teeth now. Right?
Yeah, a former city councilman, Steve Salazar in Dallas, spent $215 per vote, didn't win, spent $100,000 and got 482 votes.
Wow.
Well, it's expensive. That's the big city. It does. It costs a lot of money there. But, yeah, just kind of an idea as to... what they spent here in the Lone Star State. Mm-hmm. Again, as we mentioned, we're glad to have you do that here.
Indeed.
At the radio station.
Yes.
Need to get the word out somehow.
Right.
Some way.
Yeah, because nobody looks at those signs. Come on.
And, you know, we're not there yet. We're not there yet, but we'll have our campaign sign report coming up, as we always do.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me see. They've got until...
Oh, yeah.
I guess they've got until Thursday or Friday to have those signs up, you know, taken out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did see a candidate the other day on Texas Avenue in 95-degree heat pulling signs up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so I thought that was...
Yeah.
That was
but now great. The ones that are in runoffs, they don't have to take theirs
No, they don't.
Put them
no,
back
don't.
In or
but,
anything
no,
like that.
But still,
okay. Yeah.
Anyway. So the economic numbers came out on Friday.
That was not good news for the Obama administration.
No, nor the stock, nor people
well,
who own.
Well, and because of that, the stock market did a little
people
did a little
who
drop.
Own equities.
It did a major drop, as a matter of fact, and so as a result, it went down, let me see.
275
points. Pretty much erasing all of the gains made since the beginning of the year. So, see how that goes. But again, there are other things besides just that caused the stock market to go down. Nonetheless, John Kasich, for his part, he's the Republican governor of Ohio, predicted that unemployment in his state will increase in the coming months. Again, not something the Obama people would want to hear. Steve Rattner, do we know who Steve is? Steve's the president's former car czar. He talked about Friday's economic numbers, said, "Nobody is happy with the rate of job creation today, but I believe without the policies the president put in place, we wouldn't even have the job level we have today." Okay, Steve, you can certainly say that. I don't know how we'd be able to prove it, but nonetheless, thanks a lot. And we have a feel-good moment for a little boy with the president.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. They made sure that everybody knew about this.
Oh,
That Tyler Sullivan skipped school so he could go to work with his dad, who still has a job, which is good, at a local Honeywell factory where the president appeared. So they wound up meeting the president.
Right.
Did not hesitate whipping out the old presidential parchment and writing a note to his fifth grade teacher, Mr. Ackerman. It said, "Mr. Ackerman, please excuse Tyler. He was with me."
You know, that's not the first time he's done that.
No, that's true.
No.
Yeah, that's a good photo op.
Oh, I don't know. I think the president's encouraging truancy. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, because Tyler wasn't sick.
No, not at all. Let's take
him to
task.
What kind of lesson does that teach Tyler? That if you just get a big enough wig, I mean, you can always get out of something.
Sure,
right.
That's it. Just and you know, before you know it, if Tyler does take a wrong turn, he'll be forging those signatures.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If his path goes awry,
That's what I mean. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we find out that, remember how the president gave some money to Solyndra?
Remember them,
the solar panel developer?
How'd they do?
Well, they didn't do too well. Now we find out that the Mitster did the same thing. Yep.
Gave money to Solyndra?
No, Konarka. Oh. Konarka Technologies. They filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, will cease operations and lay off 85 workers. Well, Governor Romney sent them $1.5 million shortly after he became governor. So
of Massachusetts?
Is Massachusetts.
Wow.
And that's not the first. That is the second Massachusetts solar company to receive taxpayer dollars under Mitt Romney's tenure that subsequently declared bankruptcy. So like there, Evergreen Solar received $2.5 million from the Romney administration too. So let's see, that's 2.5 and 1.5. So that's $4 million that he did. Oh, let's see, the president's was $500 million.
That's right. And that just affected Massachusetts.
Yeah. And did I mention that actually they lasted for 9 years on that, those two companies? They lasted for 9 years after they got the government loan. The $500 million to Solyndra, not so much.
Oh, well, 9 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It could have been something other than that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm just showing you that Mitt Romney's doing the exact same thing that Obama is, and that's giving away money. Just giving away money to those people.
How much did you get, $4
million? A total of $4 million over two companies.
Well, I'll tell you what. You give me $4
million,
I'll promise you I'll last for 9 years.
Okay, there you are.
That'll work. But after that,
no telling.
It won't be your fault.
All bets
anymore.
Are off. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Democrats are going to need a candidate in 2016. Irregardless, all that notwithstanding of the election, like how I use that, irregardless. Well, in an interview in the San Francisco Chronicle that was published yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said, "Hillary Clinton's a gal." Said, "Why shouldn't she run? She's been a magnificent Secretary of State. She's our shot." So, there you go. Nancy Pelosi says Hillary Clinton ought to run. Hillary's saying, "Thanks for the kiss of death, Nancy. Really appreciate that."
Well, Nancy had run, but she'll be about 90 by then.
Yes, she will.
Oh, that's right.
She will.
But her face won't be.
Well, no.
You ever notice how she's always shiny? How is it she's shiny? You notice that? I'm just saying.
Her skin's so tight it squeezes the oil out.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
What hairstyle are you looking for? Something new and chic? Sophistication? Beauty? Quit cutting corners with your hair. Get the attention you deserve. The stylists at Chrome, a salon experience, have the talent and modern fashion sense to give you exactly the hairstyle you need. Schedule an appointment now with Chrome. Don't forget the new Chrome Tower Point location. Same great service, same great healthy, sexy, shiny hair. Chrome, a salon experience. In Gateway on University Drive and now in Tower Point. ExperienceChrome.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with a rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
If they were given the choice, most people would probably choose the fastest possible growth from their shade trees. Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone that rate of tree development is highly dependent on the amount and frequency of waterings. That's what we're going to talk about in our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care is perfect for controlling insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. There's no spraying. You just mix it in a watering can, pour it at the base of the plants. Three systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews for strong root shoots and blooms. It offers insect control of aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leaf hoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and whiteflies, and disease control for up to 6 weeks for black spot, powdery mildew, rust, and southern blight. 6 weeks protection against major problems of roses, hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. BayerAdvanced.com. Watering shade trees is not a precise science. In fact, it's hard to determine how much water any particular tree will use in a certain time period. What we do know, however, is that large shade trees can take up as much as 50 to 100 gallons of water daily during the hottest part of the summer. While they do have large tap roots that plunge deep into underground water reserves, we still need to make frequent and deep soakings for the surface roots as well. If you have a sprinkler system and if you're watering to keep your grass in a vigorous and good and healthy condition, your shade trees probably will compete quite well. If you're watering with a hose-end sprinkler, however, you'll probably want to do some special irrigating around the trees. You need to be familiar with the term drip line. That's the portion of the soil surface that falls just below the outer canopy. If the sun were directly overhead, the drip line would be where the outer shadow fell on the ground. Most of any tree's really active feeder roots will fall near the drip line, so that's the place where you need to concentrate your thorough soakings. There are several good manual ways you can water large trees. Root watering rods work okay as long as you don't insert them more than a few inches into the ground. People who stick them down 18 inches into the soil really are wasting most of that water. You can also make a short length of a drip irrigation line. Install the emitters 12 to 18 inches apart in the length of the hose. Coil the hose around the drip line of your tree and let it run slowly for several hours. You could use an old-fashioned soaker hose in the same manner. One of the surest symptoms of a shade tree that isn't getting enough water in the summer will be for it to shed many of its leaves once the really hot weather arrives. Large-leafed and fast-growing trees are notorious for this, most especially fruitless mulberries and silver maples, cottonwoods, catalpas, and others. If those species get just a little bit too dry, you can count on their dropping a bunch of leaves just a few weeks later. And you know what? Even if you're watering them properly, as deeply as possible, they're still going to shed a lot of leaves. That's a lot of surface area for them to maintain. So if the yellowing that you're seeing is older internal leaves, that is not iron deficiency. Iron won't solve it. Water would. Cooler temperatures would as well. I think I agree with the shade trees. Your trees do depend on you for regular waterings, and because trees represent such a long-term investment, that water is well spent. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about responsible pest control in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's 6:53. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. A first look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Texas A&M baseball season is over, and it fell hard yesterday. TCU beat them 10-2 in a game that really wasn't that close. The Aggie fans saluted the players one by one during the eighth and ninth innings, as it was obvious they were watching the final at-bats of the season and many for their A&M careers. Aggie Scott Arthur appreciated that.
It's tough having these expectations and then in ending this short and have the fans still support you through a disappointing season, and it means a lot. It means a lot, fans that supported us all the way through.
The Aggie loss was their elimination from the NCAA regional that they hosted, having lost to Ole Miss Saturday night 6-2. As for the Horned Frogs, though, they're officially the hottest team at Olsen Field right now, and they have a chance to come through the loser's bracket to win this regional tonight. After falling to Ole Miss Friday afternoon, TCU plowed over Dayton 28-12 Saturday afternoon, and then plowed some more over the Aggies yesterday, and then beat Ole Miss 5-2 last night to force a final duel tonight at 6:35. The winner tonight will meet UCLA in Los Angeles in the Super Regional next weekend. After the loss, Coach Rob Childress.
You know, first and foremost, nobody's expectations are higher than the coaches and the players. And with that, there's nobody more disappointed today than the 27 players that are still here and the coaches' staff and the support staff. And, you know, this isn't where our road was supposed to end. But it was a good journey. It was a good team to coach, a fun team to coach. They weren't any problems, and they loved to compete, and they played hard for us all year long.
A&M finishes their up-and-down season at 43-18 after losing four of its last five games and averaging just three runs a game in those five. The College Station Regional is one of five regionals still without a winner. Yesterday in Waco, Baylor beat Dallas Baptist to survive, and they'll play a decider today. In Coral Gables, Central Florida and Stony Brook play today to advance. In Raleigh, Vanderbilt and North Carolina State will play a seventh game. And in Charlottesville, they're a game behind everybody because of weather, but Appalachian State could still win it all if they beat Oklahoma once today. The other 11 regionals were decided with the winners sweeping three games, and not all of them at home. Arkansas won three at the Houston Regional that was hosted by Rice. St. John's beat North Carolina to win the Chapel Hill Regional. And Kent State won the Gary, Indiana Regional. Host regional winners with sweeps were LSU, Florida, South Carolina, Oregon, UCLA, Florida State, Stanford, and Arizona. Well, the A&M Consolidated Tigers will meet Corpus Christi Carroll Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the State 5A semifinal game at Dell Diamond. The winner will meet either Arlington Martin or Houston Cypress Ranch in the championship game Saturday morning at 11:30. We'll carry the Tiger games on 1620 WTAW. Consol is 28-11, and they advance to their second ever state Final Four with wins over Tyler Lee, Dallas Jesuit, Temple, Tomball, and Brian High. Carroll comes in with a record of 32-4. And the Boston Celtics even the NBA Eastern Conference Series at two games each. They outscored Miami 4-2 in overtime and outlasted the Heat 93-91 yesterday. And Tiger Woods roared back from four shots back with 18 holes to play and won the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio yesterday. That's the tournament that Jack Nicklaus hosts. And Woods matched Nicklaus's 73 titles on the PGA Tour. It was his fifth win at Memorial. And that's your first look at sports. More coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have a computer problem? We have a solution. Total Tech Solutions can provide your business with computer repair at flat rate pricing, networking, server administration, web and email hosting, and more. Steve and his techs can custom build desktops and point-of-sale PCs to suit your business's specific needs. Total Tech Solutions. No geeks, no doctors, no nerds, just darn good technicians. Call 703-7959 or visit TotalTechUS.com. TotalTechUS.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone-balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
Great Texas gifts at affordable prices available for you at Texas Trading Post. It's the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, and it is right here in College Station. May want fun Texas stuff. Well, Texas Trading Post has that. If you want to show off your Texas pride, as serious as it is, then you know you can find that at Texas Trading Post, too. Maybe you want to rub it in the face of somebody who used to live in Texas or wants to live in Texas. You know what? Texas Trading Post has something for you there, too. They've got plenty of fun T-shirts and Texas metal art. There's maps. There's flagged frames. All sorts of apparel, high-end bedding, home decor, Texas gifts of all descriptions. As a matter of fact, if you're looking for corporate gifts, Texas Trading Post is a great place to find that as well. Russ and Linda Harvell have had this company for a couple of years. You know, they were voted best online store in the Brazos Valley last year. So if you're looking for this for a low tonight, about 95 tomorrow, won't be quite as hot as we move toward the end of the week. In fact, we'll have a chance of showers, which will make it pretty nice. Tuesday, there'll be a 20% chance of showers. On Wednesday, it's up to 40%, and Thursday, 40% as well. Right now, fair skies, 75 degrees. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. His bond revoked. George Zimmerman is back in jail this morning in Sanford, Florida, accused of lying in addition to killing. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
George Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, saying he'll file a motion for another bond hearing today.
It's going to be a pretty straightforward motion. Again, just hoping that the judge will give us an audience and that we can further explain away why what happened seemed to have happened.
The judge revoked his bond, believing that Zimmerman and his wife were misleading about their finances in court, failing to disclose more than $100,000 that had been raised on a website for his legal defense. Zimmerman claimed self-defense in the killing of Trayvon Martin. Dave?
Gordy, Nigerian rescue crews are looking for survivors and bodies in buildings damaged and set fire when a plane crashed into a densely populated area in Lagos, killing all 153 people on board. An air tanker fighting a wildfire along the Utah-Nevada border crashed.
It's unknown right now at this time if there was any radio contact with them when they were in the air.
Iron County, Utah Sheriff Detective Jody Edwards, two crew members were killed. The U.S. can go into new areas of Vietnam looking for MIAs. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The first visit of its kind since the war. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta spent today in Hanoi meeting with senior Vietnamese government officials. Vietnam agreeing to open three new sites for excavation the U.S. believes are critical in finding still missing service members, part of a wider effort to repair relations between the two countries.
Frankly, the most destabilizing situation would be if we had a group of weak nations and only the United States and China were major powers in this region.
And more than 1,200 Americans remain unaccounted for in Vietnam, Dave.
Now, Jared, the Navy is observing the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Midway, which helped change the course of World War II in the Pacific. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Bullfrog sunscreen passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally
place because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
You've heard every possible ad about buying gold and silver. You've heard all the benefits of rolling over your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA, but you haven't heard this. American Bullion, the leader in gold IRA rollovers, is offering to set up your gold IRA account for free. That's right. When you start a gold IRA rollover through American Bullion, you pay no IRA setup, no rollover fees for one full year. The time is now to protect and diversify your retirement assets with gold. Call American Bullion and get it done over the phone in less than 10 minutes. Call 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion will set up your gold IRA and roll over any portion of your current retirement assets into real gold free of charge. When it comes to owning gold in your retirement account, you need to go with the leader, American Bullion. Call 800-600-4849. Minimum rollover is $10,000 to qualify.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
Now what?
At Shinnabar, it's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool. Relax in the shade under our giant palapas and sample great seafood at the Shrimp House restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 75 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high in the upper 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station firefighters returning from a call before sunrise Saturday came upon what turned out to be a car crash that killed two people. Car lights were seen in a deep ditch near the intersection of George Bush Drive and Barbara Bush Drive. Police believe the eastbound driver lost control and the car hit the curb and came to rest in the south side ditch. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station, and the passenger was 19-year-old Jade Vasquez of Bryan. The police department's crash reconstruction team is expected to be on the scene this morning until 10:30, resulting in traffic delays. Drivers in College Station have two traffic advisories to start the week, Monday and Tuesday, so that's today and tomorrow, between 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Northbound Spring Loop will be closed from University Drive to April Bloom. In the Northgate area, the right lane of westbound University will be closed from Stasny to Welburn for 2 weeks. College Main will remain closed between Church and Patricia, along with the intersection of Lodge and Patricia. An $8 million grant to a drug startup on the Texas A&M campus raised questions from an outgoing Nobel laureate at the state's embattled cancer research initiative. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Officials at the $3 billion Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas declined comment on internal documents that revealed allegations of politics and eroding scientific standards tainting the funding process. Making those claims is Dr. Alfred Gilman, the agency's chief scientific officer, who's resigning in protest. Among his concerns was a March grant to Kalen Biotherapeutics in College Station. Gilman claimed Kalen received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most. He also questioned the award's timing. Kalen CEO Andrew Strong said the firm is developing cancer drugs for clinical trials and says the grant application went through rigorous review. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the Institute's grant criteria or selection process. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks after getting out of jail for a parole violation, a Bryan woman was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing credit cards and blank checks. It brings up a reminder from College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton to make sure you receive checks and cards that come in the mail.
And if you do not, then contact your credit card company or your bank.
32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was a passenger in an SUV that was stopped by police for not having current insurance and expired registration. When the officer found marijuana, a search of the vehicle included a pocketbook belonging to another woman with whom Taylor had shared a jail cell. That pocketbook contained several cards and the checks. Most of the checks were made out to local businesses and were more than $200. One member of this year's graduating class at A&M Consolidated High School achieved a rare honor. Alex Zietzman never missed a day of school, completing kindergarten through 12th grade entirely in the College Station School District.
Sometimes it was tough for me to go to school because I was probably, I stayed up late the previous night doing homework or projects. And that's the biggest roadblock, I would say. Just like the occasional, I would get up in the morning and I really didn't feel like going to school. But apart from that, I never had any health issues or anything like that.
Zietzman, who graduated in the top 10% of his class, was on the varsity golf team his freshman and sophomore years. He was a member of the student council and was also lead bass guitar player in the school's jazz band. CSISD officials say something like this happens about every 10 to 15 years, but no one can remember the last time it did happen. And College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has gone viral to let Florida football coach Will Muschamp know there's more going on here than just Aggie football.
Howdy, Muschamp. For someone who apparently doesn't care for what College Station has to offer, you sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach.
The YouTube video produced by the city and on our website at WTAW.com is meant as a good-natured response to Muschamp's recent comments about Florida fans coming to town in September. Muschamp will also receive a welcome basket from the mayor and Aggie supporters. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 75 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott & White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Hey, it's 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a lot of cloudiness over the state. We'll have more clouds and sunshine today. Highs will probably work their way up to about 90 to 95. It'll turn partly cloudy through the overnight. Lows close to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Sunshine and maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, A&M Consolidated Tigers and Corpus Christi Carroll. That'll be the state semifinal game Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Dell Diamond. We will talk about that, and, of course, we'll wrap up the Aggie baseball season as it did wrap up yesterday with a loss to TCU. We'll talk about the other regional news and more coming up in sports.
The Tigers and the Tigers.
That's right.
Tiger 1, Tiger 2.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. And Chase will be there, right?
Yes. I didn't realize until it was in Corpus Christi that's Mary Carroll High School, I guess named after someone local, or
right.
They know who she is.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Sure. Had it for a long time. And then there's a team I've never heard of. But we have
Cy Ranch.
Yeah.
And I think they're pretty new. I think they're only about three or 4 years old, maybe 3 years old.
World of
like
Cy High School.
Yeah, more size.
Cy R Us High School. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, so speaking of high school, Alex, what's Alex's last name?
Zietzman.
Okay. Alex has gone through 12 years, huh, at
K-12.
A&M Consolidated.
Or 13, I guess.
13, yeah. Not having missed school.
Wow. Wow.
Alex, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, but if you are, please remember 20 years from now, you know, if you're a dad then and your child, I mean, the pressure you're going to put on your child.
Yeah, I know.
That first time that when your kiddo doesn't feel well, you go, well, you know, you talk about, I used to walk to school uphill through the snow both ways.
Both ways,
kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, there was a student at my school who went 13 years without missing class. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So,
if you want to be a real smart aleck about it, you know. Look at your kid and say, hey, who's got two thumbs and had perfect attendance for 13 years?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
This guy.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, I.
That's right. And, you got the sniffles? Cowboy up, kid.
That's right. Suck it up, son.
And
rub
quite,
some dirt on it.
Yeah, and quite honestly, most of us never even got within sniffing distance of that. I mean, it's not like.
No.
Perfect attendance?
No.
No, I don't think I did that. Yeah.
Although in my house, you know, because, you know, when you're the son of a teacher.
True. Mm-hmm.
You pretty much have to be, you know.
Pretty legit.
Bleeding or, you know, hallucinating fever.
Well, again, it's that first day miss, you know, first day of school miss. That happens. Oh, my stomach suddenly doesn't feel good, you know, at 7:22.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So, but for Alex, I mean, there's kind of, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but these days don't schools ask you not to come if you have fever?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, Alex, obviously, it's perseverance, but a little bit of luck involved there, too, that obviously he didn't have fever any school days during all that time. So.
As with any champion, you have to be good,
lucky,
and destined.
Very good. Very good.
Destined.
I like that. Wow.
Destined, yes, that's exactly it. So he was destined to go 13 years without missing school.
Pretty little town in Florida,
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, so the Gatorade folks aren't going to like this very much. Not one bit, as a matter of fact. It turns out that everything that you need during a hardcore workout can be found in a banana. A banana.
Banana?
I mean, you can eat a banana instead of working out? Is that
what
you're saying?
No, instead of drinking Gatorade.
Oh. Oh, they could throw bananas at the coach after the game.
I could dump a cooler full of bananas
on him. Yeah, that'd be a lot more fun. Just throw bananas at him.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Researchers tested bananas versus Gatorade during a tough period of cycling and discovered that bananas delivered the same performance as sports drinks. And offered a healthier blend of sugars, obviously. Of course, it's hard to, as they say, dump a bucket of bananas on your coach's head, but nonetheless.
That'd be a little slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It wouldn't be like cold
or giggling about.
Well, I was just remembering, I watched that documentary about Alabama and Auburn, and they showed when the Alabama team dumped the Gatorade on Coach Saban. He was not happy.
No.
He in no way found that to be interesting at all. Hello?
And they are, the best thing about them is they come up easy.
Yeah, they do. They're just, they're wonderful, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember we had that story last week about the new app that Mitt Romney campaign had put together, and they misspelled,
Misspelled America.
Mercia. Mercia. Well, guess what? The American dream is alive and well for John Shen of Shanghai, China, who loves America so much that one day back in July of 2009, he bought the slightly misspelled web domain name, Mercia.com.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So who knew? This again, back in July of 2009. He knew it was misspelled. It didn't really matter to him. He said, for us, Mercia is so near to America that it makes us feel close to the USA and also reminds us that we must work hard to get near that in our sole land. Yeah, China's just like us, but nonetheless. So let's fast forward to 2012. Within 24 hours of the misspelled app, John received 4 emails from people interested in buying Mercia.com. A year prior, he had posted a message indicating that the site was available for purchase. At that time, it was estimated to be worth $9,000. So, maybe worth more. So, good for him. And again, over in China. Wonder if he'll get to keep the money. But nonetheless, there you go. All right. State police have say troopers clocked Anthony Anderson of Poughkeepsie driving at 193 miles an hour Wednesday night on the interstate near Albany. He was riding a motorcycle.
Whoa.
Riding a motorcycle.
At 100 and what?
93.
Boy, that'll squash some bugs on your helmet right there.
If that's working, if the radar's working,
yeah,
that's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. All right. Okay, men have an average of how many followers you got on Twitter, guys?
Oh, I got about 70.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll tell you.
Something like that.
All right, Chase.
I don't know.
Chase is an active tweeter. So
active is relative. It depends. You know, sometimes it just smacks of effort to have to do it.
Boy, I hear that. Yeah. According to these numbers, men, on average, have 643 followers. 643.
Oh, good. I'm above average. I have 731.
There you go. Women have 1,717.
Yeah.
How's Jamie doing on that?
I don't know.
Might want to mention that to her. Men follow an average of 287 users. Women, 381. How many do you follow, Jay?
Following 314.
Oh. Hey, Tom. Yeah. I believe Jay's above average in this Twitter deal. Yeah, just saying. Men have tweeted an average of 700 times. Women, about 1,500 times.
And I'm above average there, too. I've tweeted more than 1,500 times.
Men who have been tweeted, an average of 502 days. Women, 496.
Okay. I follow 193 and 175 follow me.
I'm way
below average.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
There are more than 10 times as many men that have verified Twitter accounts as women. So, Chase, I have a small assignment for you if you think you could do this for me.
Okay.
Can you find an example, an audio example of a subwoofer? An audio example of a subwoofer playing.
As opposed to a tweeter?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I really wasn't going there.
Oh, I see.
That's very nice, though. Good. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You got your woofer and your tweeter.
That's it. Well, the reason is because ambulances in Denver are using a new tactic to clear the road as they rush to an emergency. And that is subwoofers.
Oh, like.
They're equipped with 100 and 200 watt speakers pointed at the ground.
And so it makes your car vibrate.
Exactly, right. That
guy pulls up next to me all the time.
We have those here.
Yeah.
We have one here.
We have those. There are law enforcement here that have those. They're called rumblers.
Okay. The low frequency is strong enough to vibrate the concrete, an unmissable signal for drivers to move out of the way when the lights and the sirens come along. The Colorado City tested the subwoofers with a dozen ambulances for more than a year. And before making them standard issue, Denver paramedics field an average of 230 calls a day. Well, cool, they do that. Now, which reminds me, have you seen the new Cadillac commercial?
You catch the tail end of the anchor introducing. This is from California, just to give you an idea of what it sounds like.
I actually feel it. This is the new...
There you go.
That's not like a vacuum cleaner to me, but anyway.
yeah, it needs the bag changed.
Yeah. Did you? I don't know what I was watching, but they had a commercial for the Cadillac that has a new warning system.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
It vibrates your seat. It shows somebody trying to back out and his car goes whizzing by.
I did see that yesterday. Yeah.
BMW doesn't have that. So there you go.
So what, because you're about to fall asleep or what?
If this showed them backing out of a parking place, a diagonal parking place, and they wouldn't be able to see because there's a car next to them.
So your seat starts shaking?
Yes, your seat
if you're about
seat
to hit something.
Shaking.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, again, the driver's going very slowly when this happens, but I mean, what if you're going 60 miles an hour? I mean,
that's
not going to make any difference. You're not going to be able to respond fast enough, but we've got it and they don't.
Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100 degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter lifts, but we recommend Bruno. Why? Well, it's made with American steel. Cut, punched, welded, and assembled in Wisconsin, USA. Folks, it's the only wheelchair lift I would recommend for my parents because I want them to have the best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-589-2005.
Bravis Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
Now we're so much more.
Not only will you find the largest selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate flooring, we have a lighting center complete with accessories and a great selection of ceiling fans.
And now you can coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place. We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, but there's one thing that's not new. At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center,
we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas-strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. 97 for a high temperature today, tonight about 72. Tomorrow, not quite so warm. Matter of fact, the balance of the week, not quite so warm, and we'll have a 20% chance of showers tomorrow and Tuesday night, up to a 40% chance of showers during the day on Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise a 30% chance of showers as we go all the way through the week. Right now, humidity's 94%, winds are from the south at 5, overcast, and it's 74.
Did you miss the Texas Tax Off Weekend?
Well, for 72 hours, you can get double the tax off at Ashley Furniture Home Store at College Station.
For 4 days only, get up to double the tax off on all furniture purchases.
Friday, June 1st through Monday, June 4th for 72 hours.
Or there's 48-month interest-free financing available.
Double your tax off equals double the tax off your purchase on sofas, living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, accessories, every piece of furniture in the store.
During the double the tax off event at Ashley Furniture Home Store at College Station.
See store for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, I dissected Attorney General Eric Holder's racially charged accusations. He told the Council of Black Churches that America is slipping back into Jim Crow days due to new voter ID laws. Some of the achievements that defined the civil rights movement now hang in the balance, Holder said. He implied that there's a national conspiracy to deny minorities the vote. In response, the Wall Street Journal sarcastically noted that the landmark 2008-6-3 Supreme Court decision upholding Indiana's voter ID law was written by that noted right-winger, John Paul Stevens. For those of you in Rio Linda, former Justice Stevens, a huge liberal. Journal also reports that black voter turnout in Georgia and Indiana actually increased after voter ID laws were enacted. Not small increases either. In Georgia, black turnout was up 42%. Latino turnout up 140%. Now, they didn't say whether that includes white Hispanics. And as I told you on the radio program, Obama's Democrats are trying to gin up the black vote, this time with fear. They're worried. Wall Street Journal confirms why. Hispanic voter registration's down 5% since last election, and down even more in key swing states. Black registration's also fallen sharply. Majorities of Democrats, Independents, Republicans support voter ID laws. The problem is, in close elections, the Democrat Party depends on a system where their constituents can vote early, often, and dead. Eric Holder isn't trying to protect the rule of law. He's trying to undermine it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you looking for a permanent office solution for your home business but still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Well, get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. And know this, over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, even Catherine and I use Regis for 2 if by T. Call Regis now. It's the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today. Get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/rush. That's R-E-G-U-S. Or call them 1-800-OFFICES. That's Regis 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 731, 75 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high in the upper 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A weekend crash early Saturday on George Bush Drive near the Presidential Library has killed two people. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station. The passenger was 19-year-old Jade Vasquez of Bryan. Police are back at the scene this morning investigating until about 10:30, so you can expect delays in that area. More traffic changes will take place today in Northgate. For 2 weeks, the right lane of westbound University will be closed from Stasny to Welborn. Reopening Monday is today is the intersection of University Drive and Boyette. Remaining closed are the intersections of Patricia and Lodge, as well as College Main between Patricia and Church Streets. A second traffic advisory in College Station involves the closure of northbound Spring Loop between University Drive and April Bloom. That'll be today and tomorrow from about 6:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. The resignation of the chief scientific officer at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute is in part due to a grant given to a drug startup company on the Texas A&M campus. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The chief executive of Kaon Biotherapeutics in College Station, Andrew Strong, says their grant application went through rigorous review before receiving $8 million to develop cancer drugs for clinical trials. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the grant criteria or selection process used by the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. According to internal documents, Dr. Alfred Gilman claims Kaon received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most, and he also questioned the timing when the grant was awarded last March. Other officials at the $3 billion Cancer Research Initiative declined comment on Gilman's statements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Riding in an SUV with expired registration and no insurance resulted in a Bryan woman returning to jail. 32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was arrested by College Station police. She's accused of stealing blank checks and credit cards. Officer Rhonda Seaton says, if you receive new checks in the mail, be sure to inspect the order.
Go ahead and go through the box and check to make sure that all of the checks are there. The individual that had had the check stolen had noticed that there were some checks missing, and I believe that he had made a report of that.
Taylor's latest arrest came 2 weeks after she was released from serving time for a parole violation. She told College Station police she was given the power of attorney over a pocketbook belonging to a former cellmate. The pocketbook contained credit cards and checks reported stolen from local residents. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, fresh off winning a friendly wager with Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski, thanks to A&M Consolidated High School advancing to the state baseball tournament, now has her sights set on Florida football coach Will Muschamp. Berry's featured in a YouTube video produced by the city responding to Muschamp's comments about coming to town for the A&M football game.
You sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach. This was you at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And my all-time favorite, you leading the yell practice on the Texas A&M campus.
The mayor and Aggie supporters are also sending Muschamp a welcome basket containing local products and Texas A&M souvenirs. And every 10 to 15 years, someone graduates from Consol High School, never missing a day of class from kindergarten through 12th grade. The latest is Alex Zietzman, who has earned that distinction. Zietzman started at South Knoll Elementary School before going to Oakwood Intermediate and then A&M Consolidated Middle School. In addition to graduating in the top 10% of his class, Zietzman was a member of the jazz band, student council, and played golf his freshman and sophomore years.
I've never just focused all my time in one thing. That's actually something my parents also emphasize with me, is to try to become a well-rounded individual, because then it makes you better able to get used to things in the world after high school, especially.
Zietzman plans to attend the University of Texas. WTAW News Time, 735, 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on heart muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Get to Complete Nutrition for the best products at the best prices.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with the rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers. Everything Ag on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of clouds for today. That will limit our sunshine to some degree. It's still going to be rather warm, though. Highs will be 90 to 95 today. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows near 75. Tomorrow, partial sun with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 75. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs Wednesday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk about the NBA as the playoffs continue. We'll talk about Tiger Woods as he won for the first time, the second time this year, but the second time in a long time. And we'll talk about, of course, Aggie baseball. It's done for the year, but TCU and Ole Miss will play tonight at Olsen Field. That and more coming up in sports.
Giving stuff away. It's time to give away. 695-1620 trivia question. Trivia question. Who's the first U.S. American president to ride in a car? 695-1620. The first U.S. American president to ride in a car.
Ride in a car.
You know, as
I
you
think I know the answer.
As you well know, what student debt is $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers working on. Yeah.
Except that, you know, we don't have to really, you really don't have to pay it back.
Well, that's the whole thing. Exactly. Exactly. Without an escape clause, howsomever. As far as bankruptcy is concerned, it can't be discharged that way. Comes the story now of Nick Keith. Nick, 36 years old, remains in debt totaling $142,000 8 years after graduating from culinary school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Culinary school. He owes $142,000. Took out $46,000 in private loans, and then got a loan for 19%. Way to go. And Daddy co-signed for it.
Oh, my goodness.
The bestest of ever. Look, some people shouldn't be rescued, okay? Just saying. Hey there, you're on WTAW. What's the answer?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right. Oh,
oh
man.
Oh, I was wrong.
Oh, wow. Did you know or did you Google?
I guessed it. It was time frame fit.
Wow, very good. Yes, as a matter of fact, that's right. Who's this?
Chris Rutledge.
Chris Rutledge. Chris, have a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn, your choice of parks.
Excellent.
Okay, you got to choose.
No, he's got
to choose. I'm thinking, let's do New Braunfels.
All right, New Braunfels, you got to come by here, Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. Thanks. And you see, look at our listeners. They are so
smart.
What
year was that?
They hung up. They hung up immediately. I don't know.
Or they just didn't care.
Yeah. Wait, there's more.
Yeah, well, eventually there will be.
I don't know what year it was. Now you probably Google it.
Because my guess was McKinley.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
pretty close,
you know,
right?
That was, he was.
One over.
Yep,
just one more. Okay. Okay, so got this story about, I guess there's no better time than now to do it.
About staples.
Yeah.
You're out of staples?
Well, I got one over here. You want to come borrow it and then put it in yours?
My stapler?
I'll just give you a staple and you put it in yours and go ahead and bend it.
I got
staples.
Old people do indeed have a distinctive odor, scientists say.
See, now come on.
Come on.
Yeah, how insensitive is that? But it's a lot better than the reputation and bad jokes. A study involving the inevitable task of sniffing older people.
Sniffing grandma?
Yeah. age 75 to 95 gave off a scent more pleasant and less intense than those of two younger age groups, which would be 20 to 30s and 45 to 55. So
I'd take grandpa over.
Over who?
Over who?
Over, you know, any 16-year-old. You know.
Sometimes you don't have to comment, Tom.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Really.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Well, grandpa's going to be consistent, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it says here, sniffers could detect gender differences in younger groups, but not so much in the older ones.
Really?
As you grow older, you smell more and more like a woman.
Yeah, I'm going to quit talking now.
Yeah.
Go
it's
ahead,
probably,
Chase.
It's
you
probably
it
best.
Yeah. That's all.
I just figured in the older demographic you could distinguish because it, you know, one smelled like Chanel 5.
Yeah. Just saying. All right. Let you know. All right. Now, we try to help you. And by the way, now, that's one side, okay? So let me give you another side, okay? The good side.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They may smell. Very nice.
Thank you.
They may smell funny, but if you need help picking a secure password for your Facebook account, talk to Grandma. Study shows that people over the age of 55 choose the strongest passwords.
Really?
ABC123?
Password 1.
According to the new... Hey, it's password 01, dude.
Oh.
Okay. According to the New Scientist, in the largest study of password security, researchers noticed most of us choose passwords that are less secure than what security experts would recommend. People over the age of 55 tend to pick passwords double the strength of those chosen by people under 25. They know more words. They've used more words.
Don't you love it when you get a complicated password that you can't copy and paste?
Yeah.
You have to enter it. 7QRX number sign / FRG9.
And that's how they normally are.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, I didn't get it. I'm pretty sure I missed the pound sign in there somewhere. Oh, I didn't see the percent.
Oh, yeah. Reminds me of the female of indeterminate hair color.
Right.
Yeah. She couldn't remember her password, and they went and looked it up, and they found it. It was 123 Austin 45, and they said, why did you do that? He said, well, it had to include one capital.
Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Schulte Roofing, 1-800-4-ROOF, or visit them on the web, schulteroofing.com. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office. the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Somebody once said that older folks have most of the answers. The only problem is that younger people don't bother asking the right questions. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Miriam Fields Blail was once a doctoral student at the University of New Mexico. For her dissertation, she interviewed people others considered wise, people from all over the world. She then compiled and examined her findings to determine what characteristics these so-called wise people had in common. So what did she discover? Well, across the board, regardless of income, education, status, or standing, she found that wise people are first and foremost grateful people. She also discovered that wise people live disciplined and principled lives. They're also curious and hungry for knowledge, and they're humble in spirit, and actually strengthened by adversity. In other words, they're more interested in others than they are in themselves. What else did she find? Wise people, not surprisingly, have uncommon common sense and are balanced and even-tempered. They know things are never as bad as feared or as good as hoped for. Wise people are also good-natured and quick to give without expecting anything in return. That's a pretty good list of personal qualities to shoot for, isn't it? If it seems a bit daunting or unattainable, take heart. Time is on your side, and mine too. Dr. Blail also discovered that for most of us, wisdom really does come with age and experience. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, Classic Collision Restoration been around since 1999, and whether you've got a new vehicle or you've got a classic vehicle, there's a way that Classic Collision and Restoration can help you out, especially if you've been in an accident. No matter what, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that work for you. Now, if it's a classic car and you need to do some fabrication or restoration or body repair, then remember that Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you. But day in and day out, those accidents that happen makes absolute sense that if they can do the fabrication and restoration on older vehicles, they can certainly take care of the your everyday driver if you happen to be in an accident. Plus the fact they'll help you get through all that hassle that happens whenever you're in an accident, getting the vehicle to Doug's shop, getting all the paperwork taken care of, getting you in a rent car, getting you back home or to work. All of that, Classic Collision and Restoration can help you out there. So whether it is restoring that classic car that you've wanted all your life and now it's starting to look the way that you want it to with their help, or you want them to do that for you, or it's your daily driver that you've been in an accident, remember that they can help you out with that. Body shop, auto repair, frame repair, even upholstery work, they do that now. So give them a call at Classic Collision and Restoration. It's 779-8399 or go to Classic
collisionandrestoration.com.
One more time, hello everybody, I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports at 7:50, and this is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. A&M Consolidated Tigers will meet Corpus Christi Carroll Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the State 5A semifinal game at Dale Diamond. The winner will meet either Arlington Martin or Houston Cypress Ranch in the championship game Saturday. That'll be at 11:30. We will carry the Tiger games for you right here on 1620 WTAW. Consol is 28-11. They advance to their second ever state Final Four with wins over Tyler Lee, Dallas Jesuit, Temple, Tomball, and of course last week over Bryan High. Carroll is 32-4. They advance with wins over Northside Stevens, Reagan, Johnson, Sherryland, and Alexander. Again, it'll be Friday at 3:30. If they win, they play for the state championship Saturday morning at 11:30, both games at Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Well, the Aggie baseball season that held such promise in February with a top five ranking and a grandly renovated stadium ended at that stadium with a thud yesterday as A&M fell hard to TCU 10-2 in a game that really was not that close. The Aggie loss was their elimination from the NCAA regional that they hosted, having lost to Ole Miss on Saturday night 6-2. After the game, Coach Rob Childress.
Well, to say there's a certain amount of disappointment with our coaching staff and our team and our program will be an understatement. And didn't play good enough to win today. Bottom line, Crichton and TCU's hitters didn't allow us to do that. You had to have a great performance on the mound if you're going to try to come back through the loser's bracket. TCU did. You know, for us, it was a matter of being able to get off the field with two outs. And I think out of the 10 runs we gave up, six were with two outs, and we just weren't able to make pitches that, you know, when it mattered most to get the team off the field.
For the Horned Frogs, who will officially replace A&M in the Big 12 in a month, they are officially the hottest team at Olsen Field right now and have a chance to come from the loser's bracket to win this regional tonight. After falling to Ole Miss on Friday afternoon in their first game, TCU has rebounded. They plowed over Dayton 28-12 Saturday afternoon and then plowed some more over the Aggies yesterday afternoon and then last night beat Ole Miss 5-2 to force a final duel tonight at 6:35. The winner will meet UCLA in Los Angeles in the Super Regional next weekend. UCLA swept through their own regional in three wins. Tyler Naquin talked about the struggles for the Aggies at the plate.
You know, seeing different arms and stuff, you know, in the game. In this game, you know, you're not gonna roll off seven runs every game for, you know, 56 games and carry that into the postseason. That's not realistic, you know. And if that does happen, then that team should go 70-0 or whatever it is, how many it takes to win the World Series. But, not getting the big hits at the right time. Like we left, I think, 11 on yesterday. Left a couple more on today. had a couple opportunities, and just it's just easy to say that that's the game of baseball, and in a way it is. But in another way, you know, you got to get big hits when they count.
And the Aggies didn't. A&M finishes their up-and-down season at 43-18 after losing four of their last five postseason games and averaged just three runs a game in those five. The College Station Regional is one of five regionals still without a winner. Yesterday in Waco, Baylor beat Dallas Baptist to survive, and they'll play a decider today. In Coral Gables, where Miami went two and out, Central Florida and Stony Brook will play today to advance. In Raleigh, Vanderbilt and North Carolina State will play a seventh game. And in Charlottesville, they're a game behind because of weather problems. But Appalachian State could win if they beat Oklahoma once today. The other 11 regionals are decided with the winners sweeping three games, but not all of them were home teams. Arkansas won three in a row at the Houston Regional that was hosted by Rice. St. John's beat North Carolina to win the Chapel Hill Regional, and Kent State won the Gary, Indiana Regional. Host regional winners with sweeps were LSU in Baton Rouge, Florida in Gainesville, South Carolina in Columbia, Oregon won at home, so did UCLA, Florida State in Tallahassee, Stanford in Palo Alto, and Arizona, they won three in Tucson, so they all advance. Let's talk about the NBA. The Boston Celtics have evened the NBA Eastern Conference Finals at 2 games each. The Celtics outscored Miami 4-2 in overtime and outlasted the Heat 93-91 to win Game 4 in a game of attrition in which two superstars fouled out. Game 5 will be Tuesday in Miami in a series in which the home team has won every game. Tiger Woods roared back from 4 shots back with 18 holes to play to win the Memorial yesterday. The former number one ranked golfer, whose struggles have been well documented, birdied 3 of his final 4 holes for a 5-under par 67 and a 2-shot victory over Andres Romero and Rory Sabatini. Woods matches tournament host Jack Nicklaus with his 73rd title on the PGA Tour. It was his 5th win at the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. And Jacksonville Jaguars first-round draft pick receiver Justin Blackman from Oklahoma State was arrested on an aggravated DUI charge Sunday after authorities in Oklahoma said that he had 3 times the legal limit of alcohol in his system. Former Cowboy star smelled of alcohol when an officer pulled him over shortly after 3 a.m. Blackman agreed to take a breathalyzer test and blew a .24, 3 times the legal limit. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
You know, for lots of years, we've been telling about Amish furniture for generations and how it's a great time to buy. And this is the best time ever because Amish furniture for generations is moving and they have to reduce their inventory and do it right away. That's right. Amish furniture is moving locations. And so they want to reduce their inventory now, which means huge savings for you. You can save up to 50% on selected items on the floor at Amish Furniture for Generations. Again, up to 50%. You'll never find deals like this again, so the best selections are there right now. Stop in and have a look at Amish Furniture today. You'll find the perfect piece for your bedroom, dining room, family room, or office. Experience, of course, as always, the solid wood, handcrafted beauty that will last for generations. These, in fact, are furniture heirlooms, and Amish Furniture is moving. And so they have to reduce their inventory. This is the time for you to stop in and see these unheard-of prices before. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440 or follow us on Facebook at upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, about a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW. A new problem for Facebook. We'll talk about that. At the rate of 250,000 miles an hour. So there's going to be like a cosmic kaboom. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to happen. It says here 4 billion years from now. So I guess we don't have to worry about that.
I would hope not.
How do they know?
They don't.
WTAW, College Station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Amid UN fears of an all-out civil war in Syria, new reports of deadly rebel attacks. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Syrian rebels appear to have intensified attacks over the weekend, killing over 80 government soldiers. According to activists, the rebels attacked checkpoints and destroyed tanks in fighting from Damascus to Idlib. Some commanders in the Free Rebel Syrian army did warn that they'd no longer recognize Kofi Annan's peace plan if President Assad failed to stop the violence by Friday. Assad remains defiant, telling his parliament they have to continue fighting terrorists in order for the country to heal. Dave?
Emily, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is in Hanoi.
It's in the interest of stability to have a strong Vietnam.
Vietnam is going to let the U.S. access three new areas, searching for more than 1,200 U.S. troops still missing in action from that war. George Zimmerman's lawyer wants to go back to court today to try to get Zimmerman back out of jail. Trayvon Martin's accused killer is in a Sanford, Florida cell again, his bond revoked, accused of lying over his finances. It's the last day to campaign before Wisconsin voters decide whether or not to fire Republican Governor Scott Walker. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
The recall sparked by Governor Walker's curbing of collective bargaining for most public workers. Walker says if he survives tomorrow's election, it'll prove that voters want their politicians to make tough decisions.
Our opponent has had more than 50 days to talk about a plan. He refuses to answer that because he doesn't have a plan.
Democratic challenger Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says Walker has created a political civil war.
And I will end that civil war because I want people to understand that we do have real issues.
Both candidates hold rallies across the state today. Dave?
Jennifer, Olivia Culpo is America's new beauty queen.
Miss USA 2012, Rhode Island!
Culpo won on NBC. She plays the cello, calls herself a nerd, and the Boston University student also says as a kid she was short and chubby. Not anymore. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be.
Just call 1-800-706-2787.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ah, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to constantcomfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's constantcomfort.com.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 76 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the upper 90s. Very hot. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station firefighters returning from a call before sunrise Saturday morning came upon what turned out to be a car crash that killed both the driver and the passenger. They saw car lights in a deep ditch near the intersection of George Bush Drive and Barbara Bush Drive. Police believe the eastbound driver lost control of the car and hit the curb, and then the car came to rest in the south side ditch. Both people inside were wearing seatbelts. They've been identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station and 19-year-old Jade Vasquez of Bryan. The police department's crash reconstruction team is on the scene this morning, so you can expect delays near the Bush Library. Drivers in College Station have two traffic advisories to start the week today and tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning until about 5 o'clock in the evening. Northbound Spring Loop will be closed from University Drive to April Bloom. In the Northgate area, the right lane of westbound University will be closed from Stasney to Welburn for 2 weeks. College Main will remain closed between Church and Patricia, along with the intersection of Lodge and Patricia. An $8 million grant to a drug startup on the Texas A&M campus raised questions from an outgoing Nobel laureate at the state's Embattled Cancer Research Initiative. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
Officials at the $3 billion Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas declined comment on internal documents that revealed allegations of politics and eroding scientific standards tainting the funding process. Making those claims is Dr. Alfred Gilman, the agency's chief scientific officer, who's resigning in protest. Among his concerns was a March grant to Kalen Biotherapeutics in College Station. Gilman claimed Kalen received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most. He also questioned the award's timing. Kalen CEO Andrew Strong said the firm is developing cancer drugs for clinical trials and says the grant application went through rigorous review. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the Institute's grant criteria or selection process. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks after getting out of jail for a parole violation, a Bryan woman was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing credit cards and blank checks. It brings up a reminder from Officer Rhonda Seaton to make sure you receive checks and cards that come in the mail.
And if you do not, then contact your credit card company or your bank.
32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was a passenger in an SUV that was stopped by police. When police found marijuana, a search of the vehicle turned up a pocketbook belonging to another woman with whom Taylor shared a jail cell. One member of this year's graduating class at A&M Consolidated High School achieved a rare honor. Alex Zietzman never missed a day of school, completing kindergarten through 12th grade entirely in the College Station district.
Sometimes it was tough for me to go to school because I was probably, I stayed up late the previous night doing homework or projects. And that's the biggest roadblock, I would say. Just like the occasional, I would get up in the morning and I really didn't feel like going to school. But apart from that, I never had any health issues or anything like that.
Zietzman, who graduated in the top 10% of the class, was on the varsity golf team his freshman and sophomore years, a member of the student council, and was the lead bass guitar player in the school's jazz band. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says this happens every 10 to 15 years, but no one remembers when the last time it was that it happened. And College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has gone viral to let Florida football coach Will Muschamp know there's more going on here than just Aggie football.
Howdy, Muschamp. For someone who apparently doesn't care for what College Station has to offer, you sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach.
A YouTube video produced by the city and available on our website, WTAW.com, is meant as a good-natured response to Muschamp's recent comments about Florida fans coming to town in September. Muschamp will also receive a welcome basket from the mayor and A&M supporters. WTAW News Time 810. It's 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mary Maids. I'm Chase Murphy. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Mary Maids Best of the Brazos Valley four consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Mary Maids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with the rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers. Everything Ag on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of clouds for today. That will limit our sunshine to some degree. It's still going to be rather warm, though. Highs will be 90 to 95 today. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows near 75. Tomorrow, partial sun with the chance for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 75. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, I think we've reached a new low.
We the show? We the people?
No, just we the people.
Of the United States.
Yeah, America. U.S. America. When it comes to seeing the image of Jesus.
Uh-oh. Where is he now?
Okay, now let's see if we can remember some that we've had in the past.
Well, we've had potato chips.
We've had potato chips that were Jesus.
Yes.
We had a water stain on the side of a glass building that was Jesus. Let me see. Anything else come to mind right now?
Oh, you know, lots of sites, buildings, and things like that.
All right.
And potatoes.
Comes now. Chiani Richards from Splendora, Texas, says she found Jesus in the mold of her bathroom. Yep.
Mold of her bathroom.
Yep, mold of her mold, bathroom. It's either mold or mildew. They ain't taking no Lysol to it yet for obvious reasons.
Well, no, because people will line up.
Now, let's say that you're the assignments editor for a Houston television station.
Yeah. Oh, this is in Houston?
Yeah, that's not Splendora. You know, not far.
Oh, okay.
It's a speed trap outside Houston.
Yeah, that's Splendora, yeah.
So when you get that call from Chiana Richards, who says, I've got Jesus in the mold of my shower.
If she's talking like that, I'm hanging up.
Yeah. When do you decide to roll a unit? You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, and when you get there, because I was just looking at the video. I mean, as she said, well, if you find it in yourself after looking at it, which means it doesn't look anything like Jesus, okay. And I'm not sure what Miss Richards was doing the night before she found Jesus in her mold. I found Jesus in my shower. That could be a story right there, couldn't it?
Yeah, really. Did he break in?
Yeah, anyway, they've got it there. The mold began growing in the bathroom a couple of months ago when Thomas George, who lives in the house, was in prison. And George says, he's just watching over us to make sure nothing happens or I get in trouble and go back. If he gives me inspiration just to do better. And that's fine.
Go back as into jail?
Yeah, I think so. That's fine. Any inspiration you get from your spiritual life it's all good, okay? But anyway, if you get time today, go have a look at the Jesus mold and Splendor and see if you can see him in there. And again, because we know exactly what he looked like, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, all those renditions are exactly what a Jewish carpenter would have looked like.
Yeah, so there. Uh-huh. That going up. All right, so now, new problems for Facebook.
Okay.
I mean, They got 900 million users, okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's fine. And there's a key demographic, though, that seems to be slipping out of the grasp of Facebook, and that is young teens telling the Los Angeles Times that the social network no longer boasts much of the cool factor because it's become a, quote, mom thing, unquote.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that.
Yeah. And that is something that you've got to think about. Facebook is just not the big fad anymore, says a 15-year-old. For many of her peers, Twitter, Tumblr, texting, and other mobile apps.
Oh, TT&T.
Beat Mark Zuckerberg's site. And they give a little more privacy, too, from Momster and Dadster. Meanwhile...
Are they saying it's mom both because mom's actually on Facebook themselves, or they're monitoring their kids on Facebook?
Well, no, it's because mom's on there.
Right, yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
mom starts posting on your Facebook wall, and you lose a lot of cool points real fast.
Facebook is
love you much, honey bunch.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Good luck today on the test.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Forgot your lunch. I'll bring it by.
Yeah.
Kissy, kissy, kissy. Yeah. Don't worry, honey. It happens to everybody. What's your mom talking about?
You know? You're not the only one, sweetie.
That's right. Yeah. If you think you're alone, it happens all the time.
Right. Yeah.
You're normal, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Mom! Don't forget, we're going to see Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to be in Tulia this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
Mama and Peepaw are coming.
That's
so
yeah, that's right.
Make sure you clean your room.
That's right. Yeah. I never liked that girl anyway.
That's right.
Right. Again, love you bunches.
You're too good for her.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, young lady, but I would appreciate it if you did not post on my son's Facebook wall. I mean, you see
the treacherous path that can
be trod so easily.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, or even if they don't post, they're just going to get troubled. You know what I mean? They just they'll read something and they'll have to turn the computer off because they'll be troubled because of what they've read.
I've seen on there. Why do you post this on here? Why do you post this stuff on here, Mom?
Anyway. Facebook is huge with older folks, though. Like, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
It got higher proportions of the 50 to 64-year-old users than any other social network besides LinkedIn. And 3 of 4 U.S. moms using home computers checked into the site in March. Again, think about that. 75% of U.S. American moms using home computers checked into the site. That's not good, you know, if you're trying to be cool. The stats don't look don't lock down the idea that teens are sick of Facebook. It's just because teens are using these services and then they've got other ones that are available that, again, mom and dad may not be plugged into. So, as Chase said, the cool factor may be going away. So we'll see. Mother of a Boston area 6-year-old who forged a note in highlighter pen written on finger paint paper in order to get out of his after-school program is asking the disciplinary action be taken against her son's school. Here's what happened. The school claims that it had an old cell phone number for the mom and left a message on it approving the absence, but the child was alone and not in his after-school program. The boy had apparently gone home because he wanted to play Wii instead. Duh.
He's not going to get perfect attendance.
Yep, no, he's not. Anyway, wrote a note dismissing himself from school, and obviously nobody at school caught on. Again, it's written in a highlighter on finger paint paper. That's what all grown-ups write those excuses on. Ah, how could you
Mom's
not know
name
that?
Is misspelled.
Yeah. And, of course, the writing is just wonderful. So.
I was going to say, and the penmanship looks suspiciously like the student.
Yeah. So, anyway, good job there. And a Saudi princess caught trying to leave the Shangri-La Hotel in Paris without settling the bill for her rooms.
I guess they don't offer convenient in-room checkout?
I don't know. Apparently not. Especially because she tried to walk out at 3:30 in the morning. That might cause people to notice that without paying her bill. Oh, she had a 60-member entourage.
That's how she got noticed.
That's one of the reasons she got noticed. The real reason she got noticed was because she owed the hotel $7.4 million.
Oh.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's some room service right there.
Yeah. I'm thinking they're probably going to hold your bags there. Yeah, they're not going to
be 7.3. What, she like steal all the paintings? Over
well, I don't. Well, again, don't know how long yeah. she was there.
Honey, leave the mini bar alone.
That's right.
You know that those pecans are just crazy
yeah.
expensive.
I mean, that Snicker bar is marked up.
Golly.
Economic slowdown. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. GM and Ford automakers reported healthy gains of more than 10% on car and truck sales in May. Chrysler enjoyed a 30% auto sales jump. Toyota, whose sales plunged a year ago after the earthquake and tsunami that devastated Japan, reported a whopping 87% hike. Nintendo plans to introduce a new version of their popular Wii console at an expo tomorrow. The Wii U still uses those wands, we know, but there are better graphics, a new tablet-like controller, camera, and motion sensors. Nintendo hopes to bounce back after it posted its first annual loss in more than three decades in the last fiscal year. Stock futures are moving flat to a slightly higher Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 5 points to 12,098. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The S&P up 2 points. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
So, Dr. Morisi, as an economist, you're saying business leaders don't understand the true cost of documents?
They just don't get it. Unmanaged printers and MFPs, dysfunctional document workflow, it's profit-killing chaos.
So what's the answer?
Kyocera.
Dr. Marie.
So go from chaos to Kyocera.
Hey, that's my line.
Doctor.
Learn more about Kyocera technology like the 50-page per minute Task Alpha 5550 CI color MFP at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com/US.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Nutrition.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Lone Star Realty, American Lube Center, and Atami Steak and Sushi. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting high on music. I'm Bob Hershot, and this is Science Update. Listening to your favorite piece of music can give you an emotional high. And now, scientists at the Montreal Neurological Institute at McGill University have found that's literally true. They scanned the brains of volunteers as they listened to their favorite instrumental works, whether classical, jazz, folk, or rock. During especially moving passages, the volunteers' brains released the neurochemical dopamine in the area of the brain involved in drug addiction. This according to graduate student Valerie Salimpour, the study's lead author.
It sort of provides a biological reason why music has been around for this long, because if it's working on the system, then it's releasing one of the most potent reinforcement and motivation chemicals in your brain.
The study appears in the journal Nature Neuroscience. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, folks at Suddenlink, want to remind you that you can get SL200HD, access to over 10,000 on-demand titles with thousands of free things that you can watch. And all your favorite shows there, too. Up to 260 HD and digital channels, plus you get free parental controls, by the way, and interactive on-screen guide. Now, let me give you an idea of what you can get with Suddenlink On Demand. For instance, tomorrow, Safe House is available. That's 28 days before you can find it on Netflix or Redbox. And John Carter, also available tomorrow, and Act of Valor, available tomorrow. Then a week from tomorrow, it's Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. That's, again, 2 months before it's available on Netflix or Redbox, Project X later this month, and 21 Jump Street. All that can be yours by calling 1-800-915-1866 or visiting suddenlink.com. One of the other things that's great about Suddenlink, got a DVR, you can pause live action shows. I mean, while you're watching the show live, you need to answer the phone, be away from the TV, just put it on pause. You can come back and pick it up right where it was, rewind a little bit, whatever you need to do. That's one of the great things that I use all the time, plus the fact of capturing shows that I want to watch when I want to watch them. So call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866, and get SL200 HD TV and free HD when you bundle with Suddenlink.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpinville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
The Texas Confederate home in Austin began as a project of the John Bell Hood Camp of the United Confederate Veterans, which obtained a charter from the state of Texas on November 28th of 1884. The camp's main purpose was to establish a home for disabled and indigent Confederate veterans. The Albert Sidney Johnston chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy cooperated in raising funds for the home. The camp purchased 16 acres of land at 1600 West 6th Street in Austin, and the home opened on November 1st of 1886. The John Bell Hood Camp thought it proper to hold a dedication ceremony for the home, officially opening the facility to those who needed its services. On March 13th of 1887, festivities were held at the home to celebrate the occasion. Governor Lawrence Saul Ross had been invited to speak at the event but was unable to attend. In his absence, the governor sent his personal secretary, Henry Holmes, a Union veteran who gave a short speech. A large number of Confederate veterans, both well and sick, attended the ceremony. In the beginning, management was the responsibility of a board of managers made up of five Confederate veterans appointed by the governor and a superintendent, also a Confederate veteran, who was elected by the board. The complex on 26 acres of land on West 6th Street had several buildings, including the large administration building and living quarters, a brick hospital, and private cottages. Operating funds came from private donations and fundraisers until 1891, when the state assumed control and support. At that time, the name was changed to the Texas Confederate Home. The home provided care for over 2,000 Confederate soldiers and later was used to care for some Spanish-American War and World War I veterans as well. Thomas Riddle, the last Confederate veteran, died in 1954 at the age of 108. Today, a historical marker is all that is left to commemorate the location of the structure, as it was demolished in 1970 by the University of Texas to build married student apartments. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb. Each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley, it's Heritage Highlights, History of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTNW News Time, 831, 77 degrees right now at the studios, but headed toward a high today in the upper 90s. We'll tell you more about that after this final news update for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A weekend crash early Saturday morning on George Bush Drive near the Presidential Library killed two people. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Luca Bonacera of College Station. The passenger was 19-year-old Jade Vasquez of Bryan. Police are back on the scene this morning investigating the crash, and they're expected to be out there until about 10:30, so you can expect delays in that area. More traffic changes are taking place today in Northgate, and for the next 2 weeks, the right lane of westbound University is expected to be closed from Stasney to Welborn. Reopening Monday, that's today, is the intersection of Boyette and University Drive. We're still closed, though, are the intersections of Patricia and Lodge, and then College Main between Patricia and Church Streets. Another traffic advisory involves the closure of northbound Spring Loop between University Drive and April Bloom. That's going on today and tomorrow from about 6:30 in the morning until about 5 in the evening both days. The resignation of the chief scientific officer at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute is in part due to a grant given to a drug startup company on the Texas A&M campus. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The chief executive of Kalen Biotherapeutics in College Station, Andrew Strong, says their grant application went through rigorous review before receiving $8 million to develop cancer drugs for clinical trials. A spokesman for the A&M system had no comment on the grant criteria or selection process used by the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. According to internal documents, Dr. Alfred Gilman claims Kalen received peer reviews that were significantly poorer than most, and he also questioned the timing when the grant was awarded last March. Other officials at the $3 billion Cancer Research Initiative declined comment on Gilman's statements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Riding in an SUV with expired registration and no insurance resulted in a Bryan woman returning to jail. 32-year-old Tiffany Margaret Taylor was arrested by College Station police, accused of stealing blank checks and credit cards. Officer Rhonda Seaton says, when you receive new checks in the mail, make sure to inspect the order.
Go ahead and go through the box and check to make sure that all of the checks are there. The individual that had had the check stolen had noticed that there were some checks missing, and I believe that he had made a report of that.
Taylor told College Station police she was given the power of attorney over a pocketbook belonging to a former cellmate. The pocketbook contained credit cards and checks reportedly stolen from local residents. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, fresh off winning a friendly wager with Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski, thanks to A&M Consolidated High School's advancing to the state baseball tournament, now has her sights set on Florida football coach Will Muschamp. Berry is featured in a YouTube video produced by the city responding to Muschamp's comments about coming to town for the A&M football game.
You sure are here a lot. I mean, the photos don't lie, Coach. This was you at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And my all-time favorite, you leading the yell practice on the Texas A&M campus.
The mayor and Aggie supporters are also sending Muschamp a welcome basket containing local products and Texas A&M souvenirs. And every 10 to 15 years, someone graduates from A&M Consolidated High School having never missed a day of class from kindergarten all the way through their senior year. Alex Zietzman is the latest to earn that distinction. He started at South Knoll Elementary before going to Oakwood Intermediate and A&M Consolidated Middle School. In addition to graduating in the top 10% of his class, Alex is also or was also a member of the jazz band, student council, and played golf for 2 years in high school.
I've never just focused all my time in one thing. That's actually something my parents also emphasize with me, is to try to become a well-rounded individual, because then it makes you better able to get used to things in the world after high school, especially.
Zietzman plans to attend the University of Texas. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. Brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a lot of cloudiness over the state. We'll have more clouds and sunshine today. Highs will probably work their way up to about 90 to 95. It'll turn partly cloudy through the overnight. Lows close to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 90 to 95. Tomorrow night partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Sunshine and maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 836. Just to help you all out, I mean, because you need to know this kind of stuff. At that full moon that we had this morning, that's the strawberry moon.
Man, that was bright. That.
It was. It was a bright moon. And as we mentioned last week, and we want to remind you, tomorrow is Venus Transit Day. Venus Transit Day, an extremely rare event, and I'm looking at the Houston Chronicle today, and there it is right there. They got a picture of, you know, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
This little dotty poo, this little dark thing where Venus.
Dotty poo?
Yeah. Dotty poo.
Little dotty poo will cross in front of the sun. So you know what you're looking for. It will resemble a blackhead on the face of the sun.
Ew.
I just thought I'd, you know, say it in a non-astrological term.
Golly, somebody popped that thing. Yeah.
According to space.com, the transit of Venus, some of the rarest astronomical events that you can ever see. They appear 8 years apart, once every 100 years or so. They appear in pairs 8 years apart, once every 100 years or so. Okay. The last Venus transit was in 2004, in June. Before that, the last Venus transit was in 1881 and in 1889. So, once again, tomorrow's, but the next one won't occur until 2117 when none of us will care.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the 2004 transit, this one will be visible to all of North America, not just U.S. America, but Canada and Mexico as well. It'll be at about 5:09 tomorrow, and it'll last about 7 hours, so it's not like you have to run out there and see it. And again, I think it's going to be on TV someplace.
Mm.
So NASA TV, or it's going to be online, so you can do that. Or it could be on, I don't know, the Sun Channel. Don't we have a Sun Channel probably?
Probably.
things that are going on the Sun.
The Solar Channel.
Yeah, something like that. It'll be
That's right. Yeah, electric-powered Solar Channel.
Yeah. So what makes a tomato a tomato?
Red.
Well.
Now, researchers.
A nice dress will help. Yeah. Man, there you go.
Yeah. Researchers now know all 35,000 genes that make up what makes a tomato a tomato. An international team of scientists has fully mapped the order, orientation, types, and relative position of all the genes inside both a domesticated and a wild mater. The results should help breeders engineer tastier and more nutritious varietals while improving every characteristic of the tomato from its taste to pest and disease resistance. tomatoes in the grocery store pretty much are, you know what I'm saying?
A little too crunchy.
Yeah, they are. Best to know a neighbor who's good at that, you know, if you want some good maters.
Yeah.
Once again, though, it's just like anything else.
I figured you'd have one of those topsy-turvy things you'd grow in
your house. My mom had one of those.
Oh, right.
Yeah, tried that.
How'd that work out?
Well, the birds find it, you know, about the right time. Yeah. They're watching. Birds got nothing else to do but watch for maters, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do that.
So the birds ate the upside-down mater plant?
I think they got it at the fruit. They didn't get it.
Yeah, well, no.
Anyhow, so Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, you know who he is.
Yeah,
almost,
sure.
Almost wound up in a hole in the desert.
When?
Well, Gate Crasher gossip column in New York Daily News says that the singer's biographer left out one story from his book. David Evanier claims that back in 1979, Tony was separated from his second wife, that was Sandra Grant, and got heavily into drugs. That may explain why he started seeing the girlfriend of Anthony Spilotro.
Tony Spilotro. Tony the Ant Spilotro.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the guy on who Joe Pesci's character was based on in Casino.
Well, Tony found out about the other Tony making time with his girl, whacked Tony over the head with a Los Angeles phone book, hit him so hard that Tony Bennett knocked out on the floor. Tony checked into rehab soon after, hired his son Danny as his new manager, and turned his career around. But it took a whack in the head, literally, for that to happen.
With the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Huh?
And he could have ended up being a little side note to the musical world. Trying to help you out there. So recently, Bradley County, Tennessee fire rescue units were dispatched to assist the sheriff's department following the traffic stop. Deputy said when he came up behind the car, he could smell the propane. Fire units discovered a small hole in the tank, which had been plugged with a golf tee, which is, of course, an airtight seal every time.
Well, you know, he was working on the chewing gum.
Yeah, I guess so. So the owner of was very cooperative with officers and said the leak occurred while he was loading the tank into his minivan.
Ah.
That way he could be very close to it if anything happened, I guess. He had to remove a rear passenger seat so the tank could fit. But as the tank was... this is big, I guess. As the tank was so long that it was sticking out a few feet. After shutting down the leak, the officers required him to get a trailer to hold the tank in a safe manner. So, yeah, I guess that was a yard tank. I was thinking when I saw the story, those, you know, little blue rhino things or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
That blue hippo, is it blue rhino?
Blue rhino, I think.
One's a computer and one's a propane
I think the hippo's
tank.
The computer and the other one's the propane.
Yes, so anyway, yeah. So
one takes you money, the other one gives you gas.
I wish
to live by right there.
I wish I had Hank Hill, but nonetheless. So, yeah, apparently he had to take a seat out of his minivan so he can load it in there, and then when he gets the leak, it again means it's a pretty good sized tank. He stuck the golf tee in there. Some people. I was almost a Darwin Award right there waiting to happen.
Delete smoke.
Please, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today, 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today, 776-2215. 215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast, and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I don't know if you've heard there's going to be a presidential election in U.S. America soon. Well, November, you know, it's going to be a while. But, in fact, we found out it really doesn't matter who we elect because they're just so much alike. Just so much alike.
Oh, really?
Backslapping, loudmouth politicos. They definitely aren't. In fact, Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama have quite a lot in common. Both love grilled chicken. Who knew? Grilled chicken.
We're not so different, you and I.
That's right. ABC's Modern Family, they like that. And they like Star Trek, too. Now, deep down, they're both aloof and analytical introverts who prefer cautious decision-making over that gut instinct. Yeah. The New York Times says both of them are almost shy, which is amazing in this business. Oh, wait, there are more similarities. Both attended top prep schools and seemed restless thereafter, living abroad and going to several colleges before receiving degrees.
They lived abroad, what?
you're listening to the good part, aren't you?
Yeah.
Little Jack Lemmon thing.
That's right. One little Tootsie thing happening there.
Like it,
yeah. One key difference, besides politics, while Barack's father was out of the picture.
Yeah.
Mitt's father was tirelessly working with political campaigns, and his son was right there with him. And he always treasures carrying a photograph around with him of the two working together. So, you see, it doesn't really matter. Whoever we elect as president, they're just alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled chicken. So, there you go.
Well, Mitt's daddy sold Ramblers before he was ever in government.
And Barack's daddy just rambled. So there you go. Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine he said that. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Terrible. Authorities say two winning hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state lottery. Still on welfare. Apparently, these two guys, one of them's name's James Casey, allegedly did not tell welfare officials that he won $700,000. While he was collecting $12,000 in state health benefits and $1,500 in food stamps. And then Frank Basile, he collected more than $17,000 in benefits while he won $316,000. Basile told the local newspaper it was just a mistake that he forgot to tell. Just a mistake. Wouldn't have done it if he hadn't, you know. Authorities in California say two suspected meth dealers arrested after allegedly sending text message advertisements. What do you say? I mean, what would it say? Got a new shipment?
For sale, meth.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is you need to be really careful the number that you text to, because the Santa Maria police officer who received the text
was very interested.
He really was, as a matter of fact. He thought, well, that's probably interesting. The officer agreed to purchase 2 grams of meth. The men arrived at the agreed-to meeting place, confronted by members of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit.
Dang.
How'd you find out?
Yeah.
Did you miss the Texas Tax Off Weekend?
Well, for 72 hours, you can get double the tax off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station.
For 4 days only, get up to double the tax off on all furniture purchases.
Friday, June 1st through Monday, June 4th for 72 hours.
Or there's 48-month interest-free financing available.
Double your tax off equals double the tax off your purchase on sofas, living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, accessories, every piece of furniture in the store.
During the Double the Tax Off event at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station.
See store for details.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series Subcompact Utility Tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, it's 8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget A&M Consolidated going to the state baseball tournament. We'll have the action there. What is what day? 3:30?
Friday at 3:30, and if they win, Saturday at 11:30 from Dale Diamond.
Now, Chase,
waiting to hear back from the University Interscholastic League as we speak.
Okay.
That we have been green-lighted with.
Okay, to do that.
With passes.
All right, now. Now we're going to need to know about press box food.
Oh, I will. I'll come back with a full report. Right. And if I remember, I'll even take some pictures.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good. Now, who's doing the broadcast with you?
I've asked, and he has agreed to do both games if it's warranted, and that will be little Chucky Glenwinkle.
All right. So.
Chuck does a fine job.
Yes, he does. He knows his baseball.
Whether you're planning a road trip or just driving to work, might as well save some gas of doing it. Popular Mechanics with some ideas for you when entering a highway. Accelerate to 60 miles an hour at about double your car's 0 to 60 rate. This puts the car in the most efficient top gear quicker than crawling up to speed. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? 42 miles an hour. Pulling up on the bypass. Okay, I'll speed up soon enough. When you're running errands, start with the farthest place first and work your way back. How do you like that? Heats up the car faster and runs more efficiently when it's warmer.
I normally do that. If I'm running errands, I'll do that and then work my way back towards home. Yeah.
Empty the trunk.
It's a psychological thing for me.
That's also true. You're getting closer to home.
Right.
Time.
Yeah. Right.
Empty the trunk. You got junk in your trunk?
Right.
Get all that
Don't
stuff
go back
out
for
of there.
Seconds.
Yeah. And you can tell that this was written by a Yankee because it said, skip the AC and roll the windows down on local roads.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that today when it's supposed to be 98.
Yeah.
And report back.
Yeah. That's the guy who's not
I bet you wish all you had was an old man smell at that point.
All right. Here you go. Sunday and Monday are the worst days of the week to dine out. Sunday and Monday, worst days to dine out.
Why?
Kate Crater, who's a senior editor for Food and Wine magazine, says, that's because those are the 2 days that restaurants are cleaning out the refrigerators. Hmm. Fish in particular.
Oh, you're going to get the old fish, are you?
For a Monday restaurant meal. Well. The last fish delivery was likely last week, so that fish has been sitting around for a few days. Look, they put that crust on it, and then they got that tartar sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
plus, it's all you can eat.
Don't forget the crumblies.
That's right. So yeah. Why the? Oh, you got to go there. Okay, that one. Yeah, I was thinking about that one where you serve yourself or they serve you.
Okay.
Yeah, as opposed to that one that comes in a boat. Styro box, a styro boat. Yeah, but yeah, if you do that, just cover it with crumblies and things will be good. Tuesday's the best day for restaurants. Majority of food deliveries are on Tuesday. And it's the best bet that you'll get a great meal with fresh ingredients and more bang for your buck. So if you go to that restaurant and it sucks on Tuesday, you ain't going to get any better, okay?
Unless they're right. still using the old stuff before they start using the new stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Just to be safe, try Wednesday. Yeah. You know?
Okay. Yeah. One more thing about creeping out. We did the thing on Facebook and how older people are getting in there. The young people don't like it. A recent study found that adults who try to dress or act younger than they really are actually come across as older. Participants in the study who portrayed themselves as younger were also rated as less likable and more deceitful. Duh! No kidding!
It's kind of the definition of pretentious.
Yeah? That what we're talking about here? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
that, and don't forget that you're probably going to need to dye the hair on your arms and your eyebrows, too, if you're going to dye your hair, okay? Yeah, if you got gray hair on your arms, guys, and you're trying to hang out with all those cuties over there at Northgate, that ain't gonna work, okay?
Yeah. Wait until your money runs out.
Yeah. They'll think you're funny up until then. Yeah, just up until then. Then everything else. 39-year-old, police say a 39-year-old woman in London, Ontario, Canada, arrested for being too friendly. The woman in question accused of calling 911 just to say hi. Just to say hi. Police went by her house shortly after the early morning phone call. Police say the woman, allegedly highly intoxicated, is a regular 911 caller. Arrested and charged with interfering with the lawful use and operation of the 911 response line.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all right? I just want to say hi.
Yeah. But you get lonely over there.
She talked like that, I'd arrest her, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when the next Apple iPhone comes out, industry analysts believe it'll have a bigger screen. The rumors have been floating around for a while, but now there is proof. Japanese Apple blog called Makatakara published...
Listen to you.
Yeah,
Makatakara.
Really.
We got one of those restaurants here, don't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a sushi, right?
Yeah. Published a video showing a mystery part, which does, for all the world, look like the iPhone's new screen, only it's bigger. The glass panel placed beside the existing phone shows it to be bigger than the new screen.
Well, now, that's a little problematic of where we're going with devices, because devices do so much more than just make phone calls.
Sure.
That now we're actually trending bigger. For the longest time, it was smaller, and now we're trending back bigger. But who wants to carry around a big clunky thing?
Right. Well, and again, the first thing I thought about is, okay, all those folks who have manufactured the holders that, closed down completely around the iPhone, they're not going to be happy with a size change because they don't want to retool, and they've got 100 bazillion of those things in a warehouse someplace.
Yeah. Because the order just came in from Micronesia.
Right. And we had the story a couple of weeks ago about how the wireless carriers are actually supplementing the cost of this thing. And so, as a result, they're really not wanting people to go to a new iPhone. So I don't know that iPhone is necessarily driving the market, plus the fact that there's so many other wireless options out there now. The mobile device itself may not need to have a little Apple on the back for it to actually get done what you need done.
I don't know, man. I got mine in January, and I'm still enamored with my iPhone.
You're hooked at it,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, you use Siri, though, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time.
A lot. Yeah. Siri, tell me who I am. Yeah.
No, my contract's up July 1st, so I need to, I might be going that direction.
I heartily recommend one.
The thing
that's cool about Siri, and it functions as speed dial. But you could say, call so-and-so. And, then she'll come back and she'll say, I found this many numbers for so-and-so. Which one do you want me to call? And so you do it, and it's very, very handy.
There you go. On this day in history.
I love this part.
Grocery chain owner Sylvan Goodman introduced in his Humpty Dumpty store in Oklahoma City a shopping cart.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, which probably changed things. That was 1937.
Yeah, it did.
Patent for the ATM machine. That probably changed a few things. 1973. The Tiananmen Square protests were violently ended by the Chinese on this date in 1989, and the U.S. Postal Service said, all right, it'll be Skinny Boy, not Fat Boy. It'll be the younger Elvis. It'll be on your stamps. That was back in 1992. All right,
there
you got
go.
A minute.
Snow White and the Huntsman were number one at the box office, $56.3 million. It bumped Men in Black 3 from the top spot. Richard Dawson.
20 years ago, what was the number one movie? Just real quick. Lethal.